following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School spring sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in to the campus of Clay County High School, where we're here for the only home game to be played in Salina this week. And it's a big one, as the 6-10 Bulldogs and second-year head coach Devin Brown are set to host head coach Jamie Cravens in 7-7 Pickett County for a crucial conference showdown. The Bobcats have traveled around the banks of Delhalla Lake to Salina to try to stay in the league hunt after feeling the bite of the Bulldogs last night. But Clay County's riding high after downing their rivals from Byrdstown and are looking to pull the season sweep to lock up the second spot in the district. Get ready for the Dogs District 7A regular season finale here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to the Bulldog Baseball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof mounted, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL, helping you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Bulldog Baseball streaming live on the Horizon Sports. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's fourth night of the live Clay County spring sports coverage and our second broadcast of Bulldog Baseball. We're here in the press box looking down on Bulldog Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to continue our coverage of the Dogs on the Diamond, and it is my pleasure to introduce a couple of gentlemen who know all about rivalries like we've got going on in front of us tonight, one being a guy who battled the Bobcats a few times in his Clay County Sports Hall of Fame career and probably was a part of a couple of these games as an official and coach. He's Doug Strong, folks.
Yep, good to be here. Always nice when you're playing Pete County. That brings a little more meaning to the game.
Just means a little more, that's right. And we also have a man who has no love lost for Pickett County, either as a native L.A. Wildcat or a recently anointed member of Bulldog Nation. He's our resident icon of the industry, 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell.
Yeah, this is fun. Whenever two teams that get together that there's a little animosity, I guess you'd say, between these and a whole lot of sports. So that makes it more interesting. And, boy, when there's a whole lot on the line, it's really interesting. That's what we've got tonight. So I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, well, and we like to have fun with that rivalry back and forth. But, Doug, this is no joke. This is a big game here between these two, no matter the sport.
Yeah, this is for number two. Get the opposite of Gordonsville. So that's a big game for both of them.
And, Craig, this Bulldog baseball team got a big win over this team from Bergetown last night in dramatic fashion. They beat them 16-15 in the top of the seventh inning to put the run on the board and then use defense to put it away.
Yeah, that the game of the year, it sounds like, last night up in Bergetown took almost 3 hours. I was talking to Coach Brown before it started. He said, yeah, we started at 6, and it was about 9 when we got finished. So a three-hour high school baseball game takes a lot. But he didn't have to use but three pitchers. So that helps him a little bit tonight because he's still got Nolan Adams, who pitched 14 pitches last night. But Doug was talking just a minute ago. He's still got his full complement of pitches tonight. So that's a good thing. They didn't have to use up all his pitching last night. And – what, 31 hits, you said, to score or 33 hits to score the 31 runs. So that's pretty good production on both teams and just a great defensive effort. They turned a double play to end the game, ground ball back to the mound to Nolan Adams. He spins, fires it to Brady Daly at shortstop. He fires it over to Reese Adams at first to get the 1-6-3 double play to end it. And, you know, the Clay County crowd had to go wild when they saw that double play to end the game.
Had to happen, and, Coach Brown talked about it, too. He thought his team needed that type of game, one where they had to battle, Doug, to get it done, and that should help them moving forward.
Well, that puts you in a different level when you get tournament play. It puts you in a spot that's, every play in that game last night late was crucial, and they made those plays. So that's big going into tournament play.
And we're looking forward to the rematch here tonight, but we wouldn't be getting ready to witness it and call it live without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and all the gang down below the Cumberland River Bridge at Clay Power Sports, and to all of our sponsors here that have been with us for a long, long time. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper out on racks right now. This week's edition is, so we hope you'll pick up one of those. Also, up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games, including that Pickett County game from last night in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But with last night's game being played after press time, we'll just summarize the Dogs' last two outings. As we said, the Dogs are 6-2 overall and 4-3 in the district heading into the night after falling to Westmoreland in last week and taking care of business in Birdstown last night. The Eagles poured it on after the Dogs showed signs of life early in that game with Westmoreland, with a Nolan Adams deep shot to left field to tie it at one, and a couple of RBI doubles by Brady Daly and Colton Brown midway through that that made it a four-run game. Kel Trobo also pitched well on the mound, but Westmoreland was just too much for the Bulldog defense to handle, and the offense couldn't produce enough to keep up down the stretch. Doug, you know, there's still some positives coming out of that one, even though the final score definitely wasn't a positive.
Oh, no. Kale pitched as good a baseball game as you could ask for a young pitcher. You know, they didn't give a lot of runs away. They hit the ball on him, but that's the sign that he was pitching well. He was around the plate, and they just hit the ball. That Westmoreland team's solid.
Very good. Then against Pickett County last night, Clay County outlasted the Bobcats, like we said, 16-15 to make tonight's game a battle for outright second place in the league. The Dogs produced 17 hits in the contest, with Colton Brown's impressive 4-for-5 night leading the way. Waylon Cherry also went 3-for-6, while Nate Nolan Adams, Aiden Keene, and Whit Kaslikowski all had two hits apiece. Clay County had a 9-run third inning to go up 14-5, but Pickett County chipped away to tie it at 15, heading into the seventh. Their Keene singled to start things off, and senior Hayden Adams came in to pinch run for him before Kaslikowski put a ground ball into play, forcing an error, which allowed Adams to score what turned out to be the winning run. After Brady Daly and Kaslikowski shared time on the mound through six innings, Nolan Adams came in to retire the Bobcats in the bottom of the seventh to secure the win. And what a win it was, Craig. We talked about it, but that has to be a huge confidence builder.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you go on the road, your arch rival sitting across from you, and you come out with a one-run win on a double play to end the game and an unearned run to get the lead, and it kind of started off fireworks early. I think that it was 6-5 early in the first inning, after the first inning. Then they kind of settled down for a little while, then they fire back up. So that's the thing about baseball. You never know when teams are going to get hot, and they just did so at the right time to Clay County, get that one in the seventh to win it.
And we hope it's as good as it was last night here tonight. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for coverage of all things Clay County, including spring sports, and we ask you to stay with us as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County here live on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys District 7A update. We talked about it. This one tonight is for the number two spot between Clay County and Pickett County, both 4-3 in the league. Clay County's beat Clark Range twice, beat Pickett County last night and split with Redbone Springs, and they lost to Gordonsville twice. Pickett County beat Redbone Springs and Clark Range twice, lost to Gordonsville twice, and Clay County last night. Clay County tonight is their last game of the District 7A season, just like for Clay County. So that's the battle for 2-3, guys, and we've kind of talked about that quite a bit. Gordonsville, of course, they're at the top of the heap at 5-0. They've got Clark Range times two left, and then Roy Bowling Springs tonight, they beat the other Bulldog team last night, and, of course, swept Pickett County and Clay County, Craig. So kind of shaping up where we thought it would as far as Goldsville at the top, Clay County and Pig County battling for that second spot.
Yeah, and then looking at that total, they're locked in. Either two or three, these two teams are. You're going to be two or three, so you're going to play each other again in the opening round of the district tournament. Just which uniform you're going to wear, whether you're going to be in the third base dugout or the first base dugout. I was looking at that at Clark Range, thought, well, there's maybe an outside chance for them to beat somebody twice, but then you say Gordonville. I said, man, no, not really, and there's not. I mean, they might could get them once, but you're not going to get them twice. And so Gordonville's locked up one. These two teams, two and three, but this one just for bragging rights right now because it really doesn't change where you're at. But if you can end the season saying we're number two instead of Pinckney County, if you're Clay County, that's a good feeling for them.
And then you'll have two in that play-in game, Doug. It'll be Clark Range and Red Bull and Springs. They'll battle it out to see who gets to face Gordonsville. Clark Range now 2-4. They beat Red Bull and Springs twice already this year. They lost to Clay County once, actually twice, and Pinckney County twice. And then they got the two with Gordonsville left. Red Bull and Springs 1-6. They split with Clay County, lost to Clark Range and Pinckney County twice, and still have that one game with Gordonsville. So, you know, you see, basically Clark Range already beat Red Bull and Springs a couple of times. But when you look and see the other Bulldog team knocked off Clay County, there's probably a chance there for Red Bull and Springs to advance.
Yeah, in the tournament time, you throw all that away, you know, because they're. If you're in that playing game, your best is going to throw both teams because they got to throw that to advance. And like I said, anything happens in tournament, just whatever sport it is. So you got to come ready to play.
So there's still a couple things up for grabs here in District 7A, but not a whole lot as the top three are locked in and the bottom two also locked into that game. This boys' District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located behind the bank at 120 Donaldson Avenue. In Salina, Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for. So please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where it's time for the keys of the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, we kind of outlined what went down last night. What's Clay County have to do to come out ahead again here tonight?
We got to keep the hot bats. Of course, both teams had kind of hot bats last night with the scores right there. Don't give the extra outs. That's big every game. And then, of course, you got to feel confidence. You got your ace on the mound tonight. You got your number one throw, and I'm sure that's maybe their number one. So, you know, big game, build a little momentum. Just go out there and play solid baseball. That's what you want tonight.
And Craig, Doug mentioned it. We're going to get to see Nolan Adams, the junior, on the bump here tonight for the first time, but he will be facing off with senior Eli Reagan of the Bobcats. So these two guys have gone at it, well, four times in the basketball season. Old rivals from way back. We talk about Pinckney County, but, you know, it also translates down to this generation of Bulldogs and Bobcats. How does that affect this pitcher's battle between those two?
Well, I think you got to kind of put that away because you got to focus in on tonight because tonight's the important one. You want to finish as high in this district race as you can, and that's what both these pitchers are trying to do. They remember who they're playing, but you got to go out there. You got to focus just on that. The catcher, the mitt, the placement of the ball. That's the big key tonight. Whoever can do that the best will lead their team to the win here tonight.
Sounds good, guys. This has been the Keys to the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, where it's time to wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show with the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Clay County will be out on the field defensively to get the game started. Let's go around the defense for the Bulldogs as they'll pitch number 15, Nolan Adams. He will get the start tonight. His battery mate, number 9, Reese Adams, the catcher. At first base is number 55, Colton Brown. At second base, number 33, Whit Kazlikowski. At shortstop is number 77, Brady Daly. At third base, number 25, Cale Trobaugh. Around the outfield, in left field is number 19, Waylon Cherry. In center field is number 12, Nate Adams. And in right field is number 8, Aiden Keene. For the Clay County Bulldogs and Coach Debram Brown, as they come in 4-3 in district play. Now for Pinckney County and Coach Jamie Daly, they'll send the batters up in this order. Number 14, Eli Reagan will lead off. He pitches for Clay County, or rather for Pinckney County, followed by number 17, Jaden Daniels in the two spot. Hitting third, number 42, Aiden Reels. Batting cleanup, number 19, Elijah Taylor. In the five spot, number 15, Jonah Johnson. Hitting sixth will be number 23, Gavin Daniels. Batting seventh, Joey Elder. He's the designated hitter, hitting for Brady Evans. Hitting eighth, number 22, Colton West. Batting in the ninth spot, number 12, Rex Reagan, for the Bobcats of Pinckney County High School in their starting lineup tonight. The Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Something we haven't talked about, gentlemen. Chamber of Commerce Day today, isn't it? This is just about as perfect today for baseball, for a big-time baseball game to be played in this kind of weather. You can't ask for any better than this.
Oh, it's pretty nice. It feels good out there. It's going to be a good night for baseball.
Low 60s, just a little breeze blowing in from right field as Adams completes his warm-ups. He'll get ready to get this one started. We're happy to have you with us on the Horizon Sports Network tonight for this big matchup between Clay County and Pinckney County.
Yeah, and if you're out there watching, we've got a pretty good crowd filtering in already. If you could, share this broadcast for us and have a chance to win a Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. After the first pitch here, we'll tell you who our winner was from our last broadcast.
Nolan Adams to get this one started. The right-hander facing the right-handed hitting Eli Reagan. First pitch of the game, going to be just a little high for ball one.
And that winner is Miss Frida Poindexter. She shared the broadcast and commented that she did the other night during our Westmoreland baseball game. We appreciate her for doing that, and we hope folks will do it again tonight.
1-0 pitch from Nolan Adams, swing and a miss as he chased one out of the zone to even the count at 1-1.
Miss Frida, if you're listening, all you have to do is send an email to info@delhallahorizon.com to claim your free subscription. Nolan Adams off to a good start, Doug.
Yeah, he seems like he's kind of tuned in already.
That little diving curveball there, loft speed pitch. Reagan can't find it in the lower half of the strike zone. The count goes 1-2. Adams gets the pitch sign from the Clay County dugout. 1-2 delivery. That's just inside and high for ball two to even the count at 2-2.
And we talked about Nolan Adams just a little bit. But, guys, this is a pitcher with a 2.154 ERA at this point. He's thrown 34 strikeouts, 5 starts already this season. And there's no doubt he's the ace on this team, Craig.
Yeah, he throws the ball very well. And a little adjustment right there. They went down to Coach Jamie Cravens to Eli Reagan. Coach Cravens gave him his sunglasses. We talked about the bright day, and it's bright right here. As we talked about in the last game, you're looking right into the sun if you're here at home plate. So the 2-2 pitch from Adams on the way. This one grounded, hit in the air to the left side. That one is deep. Left fielder going back. That one is gone. That is a home run for Eli Reagan to lead off this game. And Coach Cravens, he might want to give everybody that pair of sunglasses.
No. It definitely worth it.
We saw Nolan Adams do the same thing, a leadoff home run in our last broadcast. The senior Eli Reagan for Pickett County getting his team fired up, and they're loving it in Birdstown, Craig.
Oh, yeah, that was about the same spot that Nolan Adams hit that one a few in the last game we did, and that's a 1-0 lead for Pickett County. And he just hit that one hard just on the sweet spot of the bat and just able to drive it over left field.
Yeah, and he is a tough out for Clay County last night. I think he had 4 at-bats, 3 hits, scored 3 runs, drove in 2. So, you know, if you can get him out, that's going to be a plus tonight.
Yeah, just a great athlete on a long line of Reagans coming from Pickett County up there, including his dad and others. And, you know, that's what you get between these two small schools. You got those names that kind of stick, Doug, and Reagan's one of them.
Yeah, it's one of those schools, when you hear a name, you know where the school's from without knowing the school, you know.
No doubt.
A couple of swinging strikes for Jaden Daniels to start his at-bat. As pitcher's got to have a very short memory as Nolan Adams stepping right back in to face the next batter. You got to just go on and pitch your game. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three for the first out of the game. First strike out of the game by Jaden Daniels.
And that's what Nolan Adams does, Doug. Craig said it. Short memory, he's got it.
And that's where he got to be. You know, you look last night. I mean, this game's going to have a lot of up and downs tonight. We've got two good Friday evening teams, so you just got to shake it off and keep going.
First pitch to Aiden Reels. Catches the outside part of the strike zone for strike one to the Pickett County shortstop wearing number 42. Reels stepping back in there. Nolan Adams looking over to the third base dugout to get the sign. That one just inside for ball one. That was close right there, even though Reels jumped. I don't think he had to jump to get out of the way of that one. That's close to a strike.
That's a pretty good pitch right there.
Yeah, can't do it much better. Got a pretty tight ump so far.
That one's just a little bit more inside or over the plate, and it's called strike two. And look at Reels. I think his toes are just about out of the batter's box, aren't they, right there at home plate?
He's pushing the edge there for sure. He's
wanting to go the other way, you would think, maybe with this. That one bounces in for ball two. Of course, Nolan Adams has worked away a whole lot to right-handed pitchers, so he may just be trying to adjust to that.
Yeah, that outer edge has definitely been where he's been all night so far.
2-2 pitch from Adams right down the middle, swinging strike. Catcher drops it, picks it up, tags the runner. Route number 2 after the home run, back-to-back strikeouts by Nolan Adams.
And that's who he is, Doug. We've seen that, you know, throughout his career in all sports. If you're going to challenge Nolan Adams, he's going to come right back at you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Nolan, he don't lack confidence out there. You know, a run ain't going to faze him much. You know, he's just going to keep coming at you.
Elijah Taylor, the batter. That's the numbers for strike one to get ahead in the count to the center fielder for Pickett County. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two.
Just a great pitch there as it moved away at the last minute where you couldn't touch it at all, Doug.
Yeah, that pitch has been pretty good on that, and it's got them fooled because they're thinking it's a coming over that plate, and it's tailing away really well.
0-2 pitch from Adams, swinging strike. He strikes out the side again. They drop it, but they tag the runner for out number three. So a leadoff home run by Eli Reagan. Nolan Adams comes right back and strikes out the side. They go the next three in order. We're through half an inning. Pickett County 1, Clay County coming up to bat.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. This is Clay County and Pickett County. Bobcat strike first. Eli Reagan with a leadoff home run. Nolan Adams on the mound comes back and retires the side after the one hit. And Clay County trails 0-1 heading into the bottom of the first inning, Craig.
And Clay County going to send Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, and Brady Daly due up here in the first inning. First pitch going to miss high for ball one to Nate Adams. They'll be followed by Colton Brown in the four spot. Reese Adams hitting fifth. Aiden Keene hitting sixth. Whit Kazlikowski seventh. Kel Trobaugh in the eighth spot. And Waylon Cherry in the nine spot. And that's ball two to make it 2-0 to Nate Adams.
A little change up here from Coach Brown. We got Nate leading off. Nolan did it last time, Doug.
Yeah, Nate had been batting a little bit lower in the order, so he's made that change. Of course, you know, good athlete at the plate. If he gets on, got speed. So that probably ain't a bad switch.
3-0 pitch. Let's see if Adams taking all the way. He does, and that's right down the middle for strike one. Eli Reagan, the pitcher. The catcher tonight is Colson West. He wears 22. At first base is Gavin Daniels as the 3-1 delivery misses away for ball four for a leadoff walk for Nate Adams to get the leadoff man on. At second base for Pickett County is Rex Reagan. At shortstop is Aiden Reels. At third base is Jonah Johnson. In left field is Brady Evans. In center field, Elijah Taylor. And in right field, Jaden Daniels for the Bobcats. And now Nolan Adams with a chance, if he can hit one deep, to put his team in front here in the early going. Adams steps in facing Reagan for the first time. The runner goes, throw down to second, going to be up the second base side. They try to apply the tag to the sliding Nate Adams, but he's underneath it and in there safely with a stolen base. Pitch was a ball. It's 1-0 to Nolan Adams.
Pretty nice play over the catcher. That was a tough catch to make to get that throw and made it pretty close.
He did, and they're doing just exactly what you said. Nate Adams getting on and going right off the bat.
Reagan takes a look out to Adams. at second base. That one misses high for ball two. I like the aggressiveness by Coach Brown. Get a runner on and send him early. Shortstop playing even with the base runner out there and the base pass, and that's a swinging strike by Nolan Adams as the count goes 2-1 to Nolan. Reagan out of the stretch, the 2-1 pitch. This one hit in the air to center field, or the second base side, as second baseman goes to settle under it. Rex Reagan will make the catch for out number one.
That leg got on his hands a little bit right there. Couldn't extend it.
Yeah, this is a nice pitch by Eli Reagan. Had a little movement to it, Doug, and gets Nolan Adams out, and that's been a hard thing to do here, Blake.
Yeah, it's, like I said, anytime you can get those top guys out, that's a plus in this game right here.
Brady Daly, the batter now for Clay County, the runner in scoring position. Daly takes that one at the numbers for strike one for the first time tonight. Eli Reagan gets the first pitch of the at-bat over for a strike.
Brady Daly has been one of the better batters here for Clay County. He leads the team in RBIs with 12, and he just misses there.
That one pulled foul down the left side to take the count 0-2.
He did have the highest average until last night. The Clay County bats got going. Daly's down to third behind Colton Brown, who had a big night, and Waylon Cherry.
Reagan takes a look at Adams at second. This one hit in the air on the right side. That's going to go over and foul and out of play. Now you get six at-bats in the game, and you can move up or down a lot in a numbers race.
Yeah, them numbers change quick. Let me at bats, especially for producing in them bats.
The 0-2 pitch from Reagan. That's inside for ball one to take the count 1-2. Curveball just never broke back over the plate. 1-2 pitch. This one hit well on the left side. That's through. Base hit there. The runner had to wait to see if it got through, and Adams will hold at third base. So runners at the corners now for the cleanup man, Colton Brown. And you talked about it. He had the hot bat last night and a chance to produce a run here for Clay County.
Yeah, Brown leading the team now with a 324 average. He's got 12 hits on the season to lead the Dogs, 10 RBIs also, and just got through going 4-for-5, Doug. What a night.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I don't care who you're playing and all that. Get up there and produce every bat, and he pretty much did last night.
Brown facing Reagan for the first time. Still only one away. The runner goes. They're going to concede that stolen base to Brady Daly. Just give him second on the stolen base. The pitch was a strike to Colton Brown, who was taking with the runner going. 0-1 to Brown. Steps in, ready to swing the bat now. And rips it right back up the middle. That's through. That will score two runs. They will send him. Throw coming in from center field. That's going to be offline. That's going to get away, and that's going to be the second run. I almost spoke too soon because that one got out the center field very quickly, and getting it in very quickly was the center fielder Elijah Taylor, but missed up the line, and a solid double by Colton Brown to put Clay County in front.
Keeping that hot bat going, that's good to see right there.
Yeah, and you look at Brown and you think, oh, this is a guy that's going to be swinging from the fences. I think all four were ground ball line drives last night, and he did it again, Doug, going right back up the middle.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, didn't try to do anything special that pitch, just hit the pitch and threw him. That's pretty nice.
Probably officially scored a single on the play, then advanced on the throw. Foul tip there by Reese Adams to take the count 0-1 with a runner in scoring position now. With Colton Brown over at second base. But that one hit hard. A couple of hard hit balls the last couple at bats by Clay County. That one misses outside for ball one to even the count at 1-1 now to Adams.
This early, it looks like Clay County's seeing the ball well off Reagan right here right now.
One one pitch. Oh, that got it. So Adams plunked in the shoulder, and he'll reach base on a hit by pitch, and Aiden Keene will bat now for Clay County.
Yeah, we saw that in our last broadcast against Westmoreland. Reese Adams not going to budge, guys. He can take a fastball, curveball, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he ain't going to move for nothing. If you're going to hit him, you're just going to hit him. So
I think that one got him a little rougher play, so that kind of got the back of the arm a little bit. He's shaking it a little bit out there. But like you said, he'll take that to get on base. Keene hits one the other way, going down the right side, foul and out of play. Take the count 0-1 on the first pitch to him.
I say it several times about the Adams boys. He's tough like his mama, though, not like his daddy. So. he'll be all right out there.
There you go. You can say that. I'm afraid to. The 0-1 pitch. This one hit on the left side. Third baseman will try to get to third base. He'll get the lead runner there to put the batter on the fielder's choice, but just a little slow roller that time to Jonah Johnson at third base. Takes the lead runner and gets out number two.
Now, those little slow rollers, them's tough plays. You know, create plenty of time once you got it, but sometimes those threw you more than anything.
And he slipped a little bit when he started to the bag. I thought he might actually go down on the way, but he kept his footing, able to get there and beat the base runner. Now runners at first and second with two away for Whit Kazlikowski. This one hit
bloop
in the infield, a little bloop single. The shortstop will get to it. It's a good break on the ball by Aiden Reels as that one just off the end of the bat. You could hear it hit the little plastic covering on the top, and that's going to be the third out of the inning. But Clay County answers the home run by Eli Reagan with two runs of their own and threw one complete. It's Clay County 2, Pickett County 1.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, down below the Cumberland River Bridge. Folks, go see them if you hadn't. Clay County leads Pickett County 2-1, heading into the top of the second inning after two hits and two runs in the bottom of the first, as Brady Daly had a single and Colton Brown, a two RBI single to score Nate Adams and Brady Daly. And just a nice comeback by Clay County after Eli Reagan home run in the top of the first, Doug.
It was a good answer for Clay County. It kind of started with Daly's at bat. He had a good at bat there, seen the ball, pull one foul, good stroke on it before he got that hit. So, seems like I said, Ms. Jared, looks like they're seeing the ball pretty good right now. Hopefully, he can just keep up hitting it.
5, 6, and 7 batters due up for Pickett County. Jonah Johnson will get the inning started for the Bobcats. Swing and a miss for strike one. He'll be followed by Gavin Daniels, the first baseman, and Joey Elder, the designated hitter for Pickett County.
Again, want to remind our listeners and watchers, if you'll share this broadcast, have a chance to win a Dalhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. Already got several watching and listening here today, and several that have already shared. When you do so, just comment that you shared and let us know who you're rooting for, the Bulldogs or the Bobcats, when you share the broadcast.
0-2 the count now to Jonah Johnson. Nolan Adams on the mound for Clay County. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike three. Adams can't hold it. He'll flip it down to first base to complete the strikeout. Four straight strikeouts by Nolan Adams after that home run. And you talk about settling down. That's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Don't seem like much phases, Nolan. If you watch him play any sport, it's just like he's just out there doing his thing. And he's really come on since that home run, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And closing in on, 40 strikeouts on the season and 5 starts. So, close to double-digit average per game.
Gavin Daniels, the batter. He looks at strike one at the knees. That's a pretty fastball right there. Not much you can do with that one as a hitter. Daniel steps back in. The 0-1 pitch. This one hit in the air on the right side, but that's going to get out of play. It'll be 0-2 now to Daniels.
And Nolan's, he's mixing it. He's pitched up real well, hitting spots. He's got a good night going so far.
He's really working the lower half of the zone, and it's hard to do anything with those. 0-2 pitch coming up from Adams. That one misses high for ball one to take out 1-2.
Bringing the high heat there, wouldn't he, Doug?
Oh, yeah, and like I said, what you want to do early is figure out what that umpire likes and see if you hit them spots. He's like that low type pitch night, and you know, Nolan's usually right there where he throws. So,
swinging strike there for strike three and out number two. 5 straight strikeouts for Nolan Adams. And now Joey Elder will bat with nobody on and 2 outs here in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, just super impressive. You know, Pickett County just hasn't been able to figure out Nolan Adams, with the exception of Eli Reagan taking him yard on the first at-bat.
Elder to face Adams for the first time, fouls that one straight back just over the head of the catcher, Reese Adams, into the net for strike one.
Of course, our first look at the junior Nolan Adams, and Doug, you know, he looks as tough as any pitcher we've seen here on the Horizon Sports Network.
He'll rate right up with the tops in this league. You know, he battled Foster the other night with Gordon for about 4 innings. That was a pretty tight game before Gordon kind of broke it loose a little bit. So he can compete with anybody.
That fastball at the knees for call strike two. The 0-2 pitch just low for ball one to take the out to 1-2. He'd love to get this one, have the 8-9 batters to lead off the third inning and not have anybody on for the second time he faces Reagan. 1-2 pitch, swinging strike for strike three. He strikes out the side, 3 up, 3 down, 6 straight strikeouts for Nolan Adams. We're through 1.5. Clay County 2, Pickett County 1.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County leads Pickett County 2-1, headed into the bottom of the second inning. Nolan Adams in command on the mound, 6 straight strikeouts for the junior. And then, of course, Clay County adding 2 runs in the bottom of the first. Let's see if they can get a few more here, Doug.
Yeah, they'll see if they keep them hot bats on. If you look at their lineup last night, pretty much everybody in the lineup hit, so you hope you can keep that hot bat up. So far it's happened. You know, that top part's been hit.
The 8, 9, and 1 batters due up, Cale Trowbaugh, Waylon Cherry, and Nate Adams due up in the inning for Clay County, dressed in the black and gold pinstripes with the gold numbers. Pickett County dressed in those half-black, half-gold uniforms. First pitch of the second inning going to be low for ball one. Had the umpire ducking to get out of the way of the hop, and it goes 1-0 to Cale Trowbaugh. Eli Reagan back on the hill. Little curveball fouled off at the plate to keep the count 1-1.
Yeah, Reagan's mixed it up pretty good too, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a nice breaking ball and also some pretty good heat.
Oh, yeah. You look for both of them to settle in, and he looks pretty good up there.
There's that curveball again. Just didn't break for him, and it goes 2-1 to Cale Trowbaugh. Tried the off-speed stuff a couple of times. Let's see if he comes back fastball here. He does, but it misses away for ball three. The rally in the first inning started with a leadoff walk by Nate Adams. He's behind 3-1 to Kel Trobaugh. 3-1 pitch. Just catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two.
That looks a little out, but, you know, still give him no that. We'll take it.
That's right.
3-2 pitch. That one is call strike three. Oh, that one looked more than a little out. I think that was over the chalk on the left-hand batter's box, but he called it strike three for out number one.
Yeah, that's tough right there. But, again, you know, as long as we're consistent moving forward, yeah, I'll take it, Doug.
If he'll give Nolan that pitch, we'll be all right tonight.
If you're going to give Nolan Adams that big a strike zone, it could be a long night.
Yeah.
Waylon Cherry, the batter now for Clay County. Cherry steps in.
You know, that's a good pitch for Reagan, too.
Yeah. It was.
You know, he's seen that pitch last before that, was out there, and so he went just a little farther out to see if he could get it, and he got
it.
You look for him. Go out there again here pretty soon.
That one to foul off the hands and out of play for strike one to even the count at 1-1. Yeah, if you're working that outside part, if he's still giving you strikes, you may as well go ahead and see what you can get.
Well, you want to find your limits. And right now he found it, so he's going to go out there again.
Woo! Sharp hit ball to the shortstop. Shortstop up with it, throws to first in time on a hard hit ball to Aiden Reels. He'll flip it across the diamond to Gavin Daniels. Goes 6-3 for out number two.
Yeah, and that's Waylon Cherry. We know how he can run, so that was a great play by the shortstop because it really wasn't close, though.
No.
Hit so hard.
It makes a difference, too, you know.
Hit so hard, just got to the shortstop so quickly, didn't have a chance to get started. Nate Adams, the batter now, swinging a miss for strike one. Had him fooled on that one, throwing one to Adams. Reagan, the 0-1 pitch. That one's low for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Adams batting in back-to-back innings. If you're Reagan, you don't like to see that, the 1-1 pitch. That one's at the numbers for call strike two.
A little delayed reaction there from the off.
That definitely top of the zone right there.
Count goes 1-2 to Nate Adams. That one bounces in for ball two to even the count 2-2.
Give that to Nolan Adams and we'll be okay.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. Reagan doing a good job high and outside, staying away from these Bulldog hitters.
That one's low for ball three to take the count full now to Nate Adams. He'd take a two-out walk right here to get Nolan Adams a chance to hit with a runner on again. Full count pitch. This one fouled off into the netting to keep the count full at 3-2.
Little curveball having food a little. Good job of Nate just to fight that off and keep alive.
And of course, Nate Adams hadn't seen a whole lot of pitches in several years, Doug.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. A 1-2-3 inning for Eli Reagan. Couple of strikeouts in the inning. We're through two complete. It's Clay County 2, Pickett County 1.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Bobcats of Pickett County 2-1, headed into the top of the third inning. And here's your Dogs recap, brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Pickett County got it started off right. Eli Reagan went yard with a home run in the top of the first to make it a 1-0 ball game in favor of Pickett County, but Clay County answered in the bottom of the opening inning as Brady Daly got a single to get on base after Nate Adams walk, and then Colton Brown, a 2-RBI double to score both Daly and Nate Adams to make it 2-1, and that's your score after Nolan Adams struck out the side the first two innings, and then Eli Reagan got hot on the mound with three straight outs in the bottom of the second. This dog recount's been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina when you join today. Get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone at CrossFit DHL. Guys, we knew it was going to be a good one, and it's shaping up to be that way.
Kind of what we expected. Two top pitchers for each team on the mound. Both of them look like they've settled in pretty good. Should be a pretty good game tonight.
8-9-1 hitters due up for Pickett County. Colson West, Rex Reagan, and back to the top of the order with Eli Reagan due up here in the top of the third. As West, the catcher, he'll lead off this inning for the Bobcats. Nolan Adams, first pitch of the at-bat, squares to bunt, bunts it back to the pitcher. Adams backhanded, throw to first. Good job over there at first base by Colton Brown. Had to reach out for that one and make the catch for out number one on the little ground out by the bunt.
That's pretty good speed by the big kid from Pigott, the catcher. He got down that line pretty well on that bunt.
Put in a pretty good place. Adams had to backhand it and throw it quickly. Rex Reagan, the batter now for Pickett County. First pitch to Reagan. Misses inside for ball one. Reagan's batting back-to-back here in this inning with Eli Reagan on deck. 1-0 pitch. That was just high for ball two. Two and oh to the Pickett County second baseman. Oh, that one misses, slips out of the hand of Adams, and the count goes 3-0.
Yeah, that kind of got away a little bit. Looked like he lost his grip when he threw through that one.
Working quickly here, 3-0 pitch at the knees for call strike one with Rex Reagan taking all the way, and it's 3-1. Pitch. Oh, that's a pretty pitch on the inside half of the plate to take the count full at 3-2.
And here comes Nolan Adams, guys, just throwing the heat.
3-2 delivery. Ooh. Oh, that misses away for ball four. First walk given up tonight by Adams, and it'll put a runner at first base for Eli Reagan, who hit the home run to lead off the game for the Bobcats.
See how Nolan Adams handles this, Doug. We know he likes the challenge. Both of these guys just solid athletes.
Yeah. Well, I think you go back to what you said, you know, get that away pitch.
Adams throw down to second base. Runner tries to go, and he is safe, just sliding in underneath the tag of the shortstop there, Brady Daly, and it'll be a runner at second base with the pitch of ball to Eli Reagan.
Great play by Reese Adams right there. That wasn't an easy pitch to dig out and dug, and then the rifle.
Yeah, made it really close.
This one hit high in the air to the right side. First baseman backing up, second baseman coming over. First baseman going to take charge, and Colton Brown will squeeze that one on one to hit a mile high for out number two here in the third inning.
Just a good pitch there, but Nolan got in on his hands, and he couldn't get much on that.
And you could see Adams wasn't going to give him much to hit in that at bat, Doug.
Well, and he'd been successful in that out pitch. That's where he needed to be. That time he challenged him a little bit on his hands. He got it on his hand.
Jaden Daniels, the batter now. That one misses away. Good job by Reese Adams to backhand it and keep it at home plate and hold Rex Reagan over at second base. One-oh pitch from Adams. This one hit in the outfield to the center field side, maybe right center. Center fielder going to come over and make the play, as that is they're making the catch for Clay County. Nate Adams ranging over to right center field. So after a one-out walk, Nolan Adams comes back and retires the next two. We're through 2.5. Clay County 2, Pickett County 1.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs lead the Bobcats of Pickett County 2-1. Headed into the bottom of the third. And guys, I want to talk about our presenting sponsor. Just said their name. That's Clay Power Sports in Salina, Tennessee, below the Cumberland River Bridge. You know, you think you got to go out of town to maybe do some recreational type shopping, Doug, but you don't have to. Right here in Salina, Tennessee, on the banks of Del Hollow Lake, and they got it all down there. Boats, mowers, side-by-sides, utility vehicles, a little bit of everything, don't they?
Yeah, and I said it several times, if you can't find it down there, you probably ain't going to find it anywhere. You know, if he ain't got it, he can probably get it, too. So it's worth a trip down there to see. It's amazing to see what they've got down there.
And they're not just a dealership, a big retail store with the largest fishing selection around. Craig, it's time to hit the water.
Yeah, that's what,
spring fishing.
That's what I was just going to say. As we start this bottom of the third inning, leading off is Nolan Adams taking ball one. But after tomorrow, it's supposed to be almost 80 the next 3 or 4 days in a row. Perfect day to go down there and get everything you need for the water. Adam swings at strike one to even the count at 1-1 now.
Also having their two-year anniversary sale. I think it started today, April the 15th, and it'll be going on all week long down at Clay Power Sports. So, folks, go down there and see them. Check out Eli, Crystal, all the gang below the Cumberland River Bridge, and tell them we sent you. And you appreciate them allowing us to be here tonight to provide this coverage of Clay County and Pickett County.
Eli Reagan staying away from Nolan Adams a little bit right now. It's 3-1 to Adams, and the only strike was one that he may have chased out of the zone. So let's see what he does here on the 3-1 delivery. And that one misses away for ball four, so a leadoff walk to Nolan Adams. A little respect shown there, I think, by Eli Reagan.
Now, see what the Clay is. They stay aggressive right here, and I expect them to. You got speed on the bases. I look for them to get aggressive when they get a good chance.
Yeah, Nolan Adams, also the stolen base leader on the team. He's got 14 on the season. We saw when he reaches base, Craig, he usually goes.
Yeah, they turn him loose. So the throw over to first to kind of try to slow that down, but he'll dive back safely head first. And
I think Eli Reagan knows that, too.
Yeah, I'd say so. Dry out there. Look at the
not
dust.
Not a lot of secrets right here.
No, there's not.
First pitch to the plate. Adams does go. It gets away from the catcher. He's got a chance maybe to look at going to third, but West will find it quickly, and Adams will reach on the passed ball to put him on second base.
That was a tough one there because that got elevated, and Craig got him looking right into that sun. He's a catcher, so that's a tough one to – he got a little glove on him, but he couldn't knock it down.
And that sun's tough. I mean, it's right in our eyes, guys. So, you know, it's hard on these players.
The 1-0 pitch. That one misses away. It gets away. Adams will move down to third base, and it's 2-0 to Brady Daly. And Nolan Adams, on a wild pitch that time, will move down to third base.
Again, Brady Daly leading the team in RBIs, I think, yes, with 12. Got a runner in scoring position again.
And the guy you want up there, if you look at the numbers, you know, you want Brady up there, and he produced first inning, hopefully can right here.
Taking all the way, that is strike one to Brady Daly to take the count 2-1 to the shortstop for the Bulldogs. 2-1 pitch. That one bounces in. It's 3-1. Daly thought it was ball four. When he took that one, I think he was thinking it was three.
Right. Yeah. I think the one he called a strike, Brady thought was a ball two. So.
And he kind of pointed at his head as he was coming back, kind of my bad. You know, it's 3-1 now to Daly.
Bet he takes this one.
Probably. 3-1 pitch.
Maybe
nope.
Not.
Pops it over the press box, foul and out of play to take the count full at 3-2. Protecting the plate a little bit because that one was right down the middle. Reagan kind of had the same thought you did that he might be taking. The 3-2 pitch. This one hit the shortstop. It'll score a run. Only play they have is first, and it'll be in time, but it'll be an RBI as Nolan Adams, after making his way to third base, will come in to score a run for Clay County and extend the lead to 2 now, 3-1.
Well, and like you said, he was in the right spot. Didn't get on, Doug, but scored another run.
Well, then what are you supposed to do right there? If you don't get on, you got to drive that run in. He drove the run in, so that's what you want to see from your veteran players. So,
yeah, just as junior as Brady Daly, but you know, I'm pretty sure he started on this team since he was a freshman.
Yeah, I don't know if he started every game his freshman year, but I know he started a lot his freshman year, so he's got some experience out there.
Curveball breaks back over the plate on a pretty pitch from Reagan for strike one to Colton Brown. Comes back with the fastball. Brown pops it up, and everybody's looking for it. It's out of play for strike two.
Colton Brown, 5 out of his last 6 in the box, guys. You talk about a hot hand. Already two RBI single in this one.
Brown steps back in with the 0-2 pitch missing away and in the dirt for ball one to even the count at 1-2, or to take the count 1-2. So walks have kind of been what's hurt Reagan, hasn't it? He's given up free passes, and they've turned into runs. Check swing. He went. Call strike 3 for out number 2 here in the inning.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a tough pitch, but he probably broke him wrist a little bit. I didn't think he went through the plate, though.
No, it didn't look like it did.
I know he didn't go through the plate, because he was standing back in the box pretty good. And then, of course, the umpire from behind, no double-checking either on that one.
This one hit hard by Adams on the right side. Right fielder backing up will make the catch on a well-hit ball to right field. Jaden Daniels settles under it for the flyout for out number 3, but Clay County adds a run. We're through 3 complete. Bulldogs 3, Bobcats 1, moving to the top of the 4th.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs add another run in the bottom of the third. They lead Pickett County 3-1, headed into the top of the fourth after Nolan Adams drew a walk and stole a base, moved to third on a pass ball, and then Brady Daly with an RBI fielder's choice to score Nolan Adams to give them this 3-1 lead here, guys. And, you know, just kind of adding a little as they can, Doug.
Yeah, and, you know, the good thing is when we've been in a position to try to get a run, we've had the guys at the plate we wanted up there.
Yeah.
You know, Brady didn't get on, he drove that run in, you know. So, got the guys in the right spots, and they're producing in those spots.
That means a lot. You know, sometimes breaks just go where you've got the wrong people at the plate to facing the wrong pitcher or something, but it has broke right for Clay County tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and credit Coach Brown. You know, we talked about the tough schedule he's played. You know, I think we had a stretch of, you know, maybe 4 or 5 straight losses there. Doug fell back down to the single level with your league, and Clay County's playing with some confidence now.
Yeah, and, you know, going into tournament play, if you ain't played that tough schedule, it's tough on you.
Reels rips one down the third baseline, fair ball, and Clay County's got the leadoff batter on for the first time tonight.
Yeah, and Reels wasn't waiting on Nolan Adams that time. You know, took the first pitch, Doug, and timed it perfectly.
You know, and this is second time around. third time for some of them. So they're going to change their approach a little bit and see what they can get out of that. And he was attacking early.
Elijah Taylor, the batter now. The 3, 4, and 5 batters due up in this inning with Reels getting it started. Now the four-hitter runner goes. That's hitting the gap in left center field. Left fielder moving over. That's down with the base runner going. They're going to come into third base with the throw, but in there safely. It gets away from the third baseman, but bounces right back toward home plate where the runner can't advance. But good aggressive base running that time by Pickett County. Puts runners at the corners with nobody out here in the top of the fourth.
Two solid hits to start the inning. So
yeah,
I'm going to make an adjustment right here.
Well, and his first pitch swings, both of them, weren't they, Doug?
Yeah, that's where he needs to probably go back that little away pitch right here and see where they're at. I mean, he kind of timed him up right there.
And the sun is peeking behind the ridge, Greg.
Actually, with the throw to third base, that runner moved over to second base, and a swinging strike there by Jonah Johnson to take out 0-1. Yeah, that the shadows coming into play a little bit now. So the batters may be, like we talked about, they may be getting a little better look at these pitches coming in. Adams 0-1 delivery. That's on the inside part of the plate for call. Strike two. Pretty pitch right there, just painting the inside part of the plate.
Yeah, and he's come to the edge a little more now. The first two pitches more to the middle end, and now he's working those edges again.
Adams takes a look at the runner at third base. 0-2 pitch. Swinging strike for strike three. Reese Adams drops it, and now they've got the runner off third base. They'll throw over, and they got him there. So Adams would have had to throw down to first to get the out. Smart decision there. He looked and saw that third base runner off the base and throws behind him and gets the out.
Good heads-up play by Reese right there.
and Clay County had it covered. You saw Nolan come in, cover home as Reese ran down the first baseline there. And just good defense.
Well, I think it's why Reese made the decision to make that throw, because he kept looking back. Once he seen the plate was covered, then he attempted that play. Just a nice play right there.
And you get the strikeout, but you don't get the out. And now you've got a force, though, at each base with that play, getting the first out of the inning. Now Gavin Daniels, the batter for Pickett County. Hits with two on and one out. Now the top of the fourth inning. Swinging strike there by Daniels to take the count 0-1.
And a good adjustment, like you said, by Nolan after those two back-to-back hits. He's starting to work a little bit now.
Yeah, like I said, he got a little comfortable and got too much of the plate on them two pitches. They was aggressive, though. They come out swinging right off the bat.
0-1 pitch. Breaks right back over the plate for strike two on that big breaking ball from Nolan Adams.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That
Daniels
was pretty.
Leaning way back.
The 0-2 delivery coming up from Nolan Adams. He gets the sign from Reese Adams. That bounces in for ball one to take the count to 1-2. But
nice job for Reese to block that up right there, too. That's a tough one in the dirt.
And he's done that all night long. Yeah. He's backhanded some, Craig's talked about. He's dug them out, and he's not let anything pass, I don't think, has he?
Not much, no. The 1-2 pitch coming up from Nolan Adams. Fastball hit on the right side. Keene with a long run. Can't get to it. That's down for a base hit. Keene comes up with it. He'll make the throw to the cutoff man, Brown, but there's no play at home. So the single to right field will score a run for Pickett County. As coming in to score is Elijah Taylor from second base, and they've cut it to 1-3-2.
Yeah, just great job by the Bobcats right there. And going with the pitch, Doug taking it opposite field.
And that was a pitcher's pitch. He went down and away, and he just kind of just threw his bat out there and just poked it over. I mean, that's a pitch Nolan wanted right there. I mean, he threw what he wanted right there.
Joey Elder, the batter now for Pickett County. Still only one out here in the top of the fourth. The tying run 90 feet away down at third base in Jonah Johnson. Runner at first base. He'll go. This one hit the center field. Center fielder coming in and can't get to it. It'll one hop to Nate Adams out in the center field, and the game is tied on a RBI single to center field by Joey Elder.
Another first pitch swing, I think, Doug, getting Nolan Adams, trying to pick up, get ahead of these batters, and Pickett County's done a good job against him.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he tried to throw that little curve again. It just kind of hung in there. It didn't break, and they hit it.
Colson West, the batter now. This one fouled off at the plate for strike one. He's the sixth batter in the inning. One out here in this fourth inning. Two runs in to tie the game at three apiece. Like we talked about in the pregame, this one is going to be interesting throughout, I believe, and Pinckney County's made it that way again.
Yeah, we expected there. That, especially after last night, you know, a 16-15 win by Clay County up in Birdstown. Doug, didn't get much better than that.
33 hits, I think the hits was one apart, you know, so. Right.
Tried to get him to chase one out of the zone that time, but West doesn't. The count goes 1-2. 8-9 batters due up here. 1-2 delivery. This one hit into right center field in the gap. That's down for a base hit. Nate Adams gets to it. He'll bring it into the infield. They're going to send the runner. Nolan Adams with the relay is up the first base side and offline, and the base runner will slide in head first. Scoring the go-ahead run is Gavin Daniels on a hard hit ball by Colson West to right center field.
And, again, a good pitch by Nolan Adams, kind of up and away, Doug, and just putting a bat on it.
Yeah, he kind of threw his bat at it and just threw it where it went. You know, he didn't try to pull it, just hit the pitch.
Clay County down a run now, like you said, Craig. And, you know, Nolan Adams got to kind of zone back in here.
Yeah, he's down to the nine hitter here, Rex Reagan, the batter. Swing and a miss for strike one. Doesn't want to load the bases for Eli Reagan on deck right now for Pinckney County. So it's 0-1 to Rex Reagan. The 0-1 pitch catches the inside part of the plate for call, strike two.
And this is a big out for Nolan Adams right here. He needs to get the young Reagan in the dugout.
Well, if you get this out, then you don't have to give a lot of good pitches to Eli coming up.
That one looked at strike three on that little curveball inside for the strikeout, first strikeout of the inning. Seventh strikeout of the game, out number two, and now Eli Reagan will bat with runners at first and second with two away for the Bobcats.
And Nolan did a really good job with Reagan last time to get him to kind of fly out, I think, Doug, and, you know, it's a challenge now.
Foul tip there for strike one, trying to catch up to that fastball from Nolan Adams.
Yeah, I look for to work hard and away right here with him.
That one bounces in the dirt. That'll let the runners advance as Reese couldn't find it as that one bounced high up into the air. And it will move the runners down to second and third with Elder going to third and West going to second.
Two outs here. No harm with that one, Doug. You're right. He's trying to stay away from Reagan.
Well, now you got a first base open. You don't have to give in right here. You know, just work him edges, see if you can get him to go for something bad.
That one misses away for ball two. Another good job by Reese Adams backhanding that one, coming out of his stance to stop that one from getting away. Nolan Adams trying to work his way out of this inning. That one bounces in, stays in front of Reese again to take the count 3-1. They're not going to give him anything, and I don't think they would mind putting him on right here.
I wouldn't waste a pitch. I'd just go ahead and let him go right here. Of course, competitive with Nolan. You know, he feels he can get him out. Don't know if he can't get him out. But
3-1 pitch. They'll throw back to second base. They've got him off the bag, and they've got him. West took too big a lead. The throw back to the shortstop covering Brady Daly as Adams with the pickoff move at second base will get him 1-6 for out number three. Pinckney County adds three runs, though. Bobcats lead it 4-3, moving to the bottom of the fourth.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to the Rising Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Pickett County rallies in the top of the fourth inning, and they now lead Clay County 4-3, headed into the bottom of the fourth after stroking five singles and scoring three runs against Nolan Adams in that fourth inning, and it's a one-run ballgame in favor of the Bobcats. We've got a good one going in front of us here, all because of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network, allowing us to bring this coverage, including our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports. Got a good crowd watching here tonight. Make it even bigger for us, if you don't mind. Share this broadcast. Doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is go down and hit the share button, give us a like, and have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Aiden Keene leading off, and a big cut by Keene as he was wanting to take that one deep that time, but can't catch up with the fastball. It's 0-1. Reagan working quickly. He rips this one to third base. That goes off the top of the glove of the third baseman, and that's through for a base hit, and that's a shot by Aiden Keene.
Yeah, we talked about it, Doug. Keene's going to get every bit he possibly can out of that stroke, and he did that time.
Yeah, he kind of turned that in real well. Kind of like his golf swing. If you ever seen him play golf, he smacks a golf ball too. So.
Jonah Johnson able to just get the hand up with the glove on it and just make contact with it. A little self-preservation probably by Johnson there to just make sure it didn't get him. And a leadoff single by Keene. That one misses away for ball one to Whit Kaslikowski.
Yeah, Kaslikowski up to bat here, guys. Hadn't had a chance to say it earlier, but he's not just an athlete. Super, super student. Just became the second guy in Clay County High School history to score a perfect 36 on his ACT. So,
that's impressive.
You got to call him Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, that's 2 years in a row we've had one.
It is. Camden Baxter last year.
Yeah.
So 2 years in a row we've got a Clay County High School student with a perfect score on the ACT test.
That's amazing. That one misses away for ball three, so it's 3-0 to Kaslikowski.
Pick up your Del Hollow Horizon. He's on the front page. A story about Kaslikowski and the entire school as a whole as they improved their overall average on the ACT for the second straight year.
Call strike there. Again, that strike zone a little bit wider right there at the middle.
Of course, when you get a perfect score on that, that elevates the average pretty good.
Yeah, just a little.
3-1 pitch from Reagan. This one hit off the hands, but it's foul and over on the softball field, and the count goes full at 3-2.
But going back to Witt, you got to look at what he does. So he's not just a baseball player. He's part of the football team, does the filming and all that, and keeps those academics up. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it really is. And that's pretty impressive by Kaslikowski.
Little bloop single right there, just going with the pitch, just drops it into right field, and Clay County has the two men that lead off this inning on with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Keene had a little thought, maybe going to third right there, and don't know it, he shouldn't have. He made a good turn. I think he may have been there.
And he's kind of got deceptive speed. We've seen him use it in the outfield out there. He's pretty quick for his size.
Cale Trobaugh, the batter now for Clay County, facing Reagan for the second time. Swing and a miss at a high fastball that time to take the count 0-1. One pitch. This one hit well into left field. That's going to be down for a base hit. Keene held up just for a moment to see if they were going to catch it. The throw coming in from the left fielder. That's up the third base line. Keene will slide in. They'll throw down to third. Kaslikowski beats that throw, and Clay County ties it up on the single into left center field by Cale Trobaugh and moves runners to second and third.
Just great heads-up base runner right there, too, to see that throw, read it, and both runners move up on that.
Yeah, second inning in a row, we've seen these two pitchers. It's been fairly dominant. Start getting kind of zoned in on. We saw it happen to Nolan Adams. Now we're seeing it happen to Eli Reagan here. Back to back to back singles for Clay County here.
And we talked about it with Westmoreland, how the bottom part of the order is Waylon Cherry. That curveball stays high, gets away from West behind the plate. These are the 6, 7, and 8 batters that have done this, three straight hits to make Reagan throw more pitches in this game and add a run.
And what a response by the Bulldogs. You know, they could have gotten down after that three-run inning by Piggott County, but they just come right back at them, Doug.
Yeah, and, of course, you look at last night's game, you've seen that whole night, too, and there's a bunch of battles. They get getting down a run or so don't affect them a whole lot.
2-0 pitch from Reagan, swing and a miss on that curveball as Cherry trying to just drive that one in the ground and try to beat it out on a little ground ball, but couldn't make contact, and it's 2-1. Short lead by Kazlikowski at third. That one's high for ball three. And they're being smart right now, making him come over the plate as the count goes to 3 balls.
You talk about the junior Waylon Cherry, second leading batter on this team with a .294 average.
Looks at strike two there to take the count full.
Also, we've talked about his speed in the last broadcast, second leading stolen base leader in number two with 9. So, like you said, he's just trying to get on, Doug.
Yeah, and that's coming out of the 9-hitter. You know, if your 9-hitter's producing one of your top hitters and all that, that's pretty nice.
Field umpire coming over to say something to the Clay County dugout. I'm not sure what that was about, but he's still looking in there. That's call strike three. Got him looking for the first out of the inning. Something that must have been said or something over there that he wasn't happy with. I hadn't seen one go that far to talk to a dugout in a while. Back to the top of the order now for Nate Adams for Clay County.
Is that Clifton Bowles out there?
Yeah, it's Clifton.
Well, there's no telling what Clifton would have. He probably wants something to drink.
It's possible.
Hot dogs prior to the game.
Fried bologna sandwich. Did you say they had some of those in the concession stand?
No, long time official Clifton Bowles. Been at it for a long, long time, hasn't he, Doug?
Roughly 40, maybe a little longer than that. Long time. Clifton's been a tubular split fish for a long time.
We appreciate him and all of them, even though we like to get at them a little bit.
Yeah, I can talk about them. I can question what they do, but I can't do it. I couldn't. There's no way. I respect Doug Strong for what he's able to do for so many years that he did it in all of them. That one catches the outside part of the plate for strike two. Got him looking there. But they got 1-2. Reagan trying to settle down here after giving up a run here in the inning. 1-2 delivery. This one hit on the ground of the shortstop. Shortstop will take the play at first. The run will score to give Clay County the lead as Kazlikowski will come in to score. So it's a RBI on the ground out to the shortstop, Aiden Reels, for out number two.
That's a nice at-bat by Nate right there. Done his job there, too. If you don't get the hit, drive that run in, drove the run in. Now you got, well, what's normally been your leadoff guy batting again now.
Yeah, Nolan Adams, did he have a hit early in the first? I don't think he is.
Bounces away. They're going to try to come in to score with Trowball. He'll dive in head first, and he's in there safely as that one just bounced away from West. And the run will score third run in the inning as Cale Trowball will steal home plate.
Yeah, and just giving it all right there as he dove head first, Doug. He wasn't going to be tonight.
No, and it just a real good read, too, because, you know, if you don't read that well at third, that's a tough play. He read it from the get-go and got in there.
I guarantee you, he's over there trying to catch his breath, too.
Yeah.
That was a thud, wasn't it?
Was. But worth it. Clay County goes up by two.
1-0 pitch to Nolan Adams. That's down the middle for strike one. He evens the count at 1-1.
For all the excitement, I was trying to say that Nolan Adams may be a little frustrated. Let's see if he can turn loose of that frustration here in the box.
Adams fouls that one back into the net to take the count 1-2. Sixth batter to hit in the inning for Clay County. They've scored 3 runs. That's a big answer. Piggott County put 3 runs on in the top of this inning. Clay County coming right back in the bob theme to keep three in the inning, to match the three, and the inning still going. 1-2 pitch misses away for ball 2 to even the count.
Yeah, we talked about it. They started this one off with three straight singles.
This one hit in the left field. Left fielder has a long run. Shortstop going out. Can't get it. That'll drop as Adams will get a two-out single in the little Texas leaguer out in the left field. Reels, the one that got a glove on it but couldn't squeeze it and get the out.
Real good effort by the shortstop there, and he got to it and got a glove on it. I didn't think he'd ever get to it at all. He got there and got a glove.
I thought the only player that had a shot was the left fielder coming in, Brady Evans, but he had no chance. Reels able to get out there, and Coach Jamie Craven's going to call a timeout to talk to his pitcher, have a little meeting at the mound right now.
Looks like he's changing.
It does.
He's got the ball in his hand, the coach does.
Yeah, he may be. While they discuss that out there, talk about our presenting sponsor again, Clay Power Sports. Folks, if you didn't hear us earlier on, we talked about their 1 year or 2 year anniversary sale going on this week. Also, want to mention they're becoming the region's leader in outboard engine sales. All the major brands, they've got them down there at Clay Power Sports, and they got the best deals around on those.
Yeah, go by and see them. They just have a huge selection like you talked about. And a lot of times you had to go a long way, Nashville, Knoxville, whichever way you want to go, to see about getting one of those outboard motors. And now it's right here at home.
And why not? We're on one of the most beautiful lakes in the country. Clay Power Sports has got all your needs to head to Del Hollow Lake.
Batters Brady Daly as Eli Reagan stays in there. The first pitch will miss away for ball one to Daly, the seventh batter in this inning. Three runs in, two out, a runner on first base for Daly. This one hit to center field. Center fielder coming in on the line drive.
Oh,
can't catch it. It'll get away. Adams using that speed. He'll come in to score. Daly's got a chance at the inside the park home run. Daly adjusts the batting helmet. He's going to stop at third base. Chugging in there with a triple and an RBI. I think he looked at it and thought, I might get to home, but then thought, no, let's stay here. And it's going to be a RBI triple for Brady Daly and another run for Clay County.
When it goes back to what we were talking about, the guy you wanted at the plate was at the plate, and he produced again. That's the situation hitting tonight. It's been perfect for Clay County. The guy they wanted to bat has been there each time.
Yeah, and credit Coach Brown, you know, kind of mixing up the lineup. We talked about that, and that's helped this keep going. And Brady Daly, he's been on fire tonight, hasn't he?
He has. He's 2-for-3 on the night with an RBI, scored a run, had a stolen base. His only out. He got an RBI on that, so he's had a big night.
And again, one of the veteran leaders of this squad is Brady Daly.
Colton Brown takes strike one to begin this at bat. The 0-1 pitch from Reagan. That's strike two on that curveball, one of the best ones he's thrown tonight, and it's 0-2. Brown has a single and an RBI on the night. He's 1-for-2. The 0-2 delivery. That one misses at the bill of the cap for ball one to take it to 1-2.
No fear from Colton Brown right there. Of course, he plays in the offensive and defensive line for the Bulldogs on the gridiron, and he just faced that one down, Craig.
It's not near as bad as looking in the face of Coach Bruce Lamb when he comes up.
That's true.
Looks at strike three there, though, for the third out of the inning. Second strike out of the inning for Eli Reagan, but a big inning for Clay County. The Dogs add four. They take a three-run lead for the first time. Clay County 7, Pickett County 4. We move to the top of the fifth right after this.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County leads Pickett County 7-4 after scoring four runs in the bottom of the fourth. And here's your dog recap brought to you by Baxter Flooring. Top of the third, three straight outs for Pickett County, and then the bottom of the third, Clay County. Yes, that's right. Claiming it was 3-1. after one run was scored. And in top of the fourth, Pickett County rallied to make it 4-3. They took a lead on five singles and three runs in the top of the fourth inning, but Clay County answered with four of their own in the bottom of the fourth after they got five hits. They started the inning with three straight singles, one from Aiden King, Whitten Kasselkowski, and Kale Trowball. And then we had others on base for Brady Daly, who hit an RBI triple to score one more run at the end and put Clay County ahead 7-4. So the Dog Bats got rolling in the bottom of the fourth inning to put them up by three runs. This Dog Recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor covering, custom tile showers, and more. So you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina. A lot to keep up with there in that fourth inning, Craig, as both teams kind of caught fire.
A lot happening there in that fourth inning. And the thing about that pickoff move that got Clay County out of the inning,
that's right,
gives Eli Reagan another at-bat here, and he looks at strike one to start this one.
Yeah, that was a big out for Clay County, and took advantage of it, Doug.
Oh, yeah, because if you don't get that out, you got their best hitter up there with change drive in two.
That one misses away for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Well, I was suggesting walking him.
I was thinking the same.
I mean, that's where I was at.
I was thinking the same way, to be honest. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Take the count 1-2. Eli Reagan got the game started with a home run to left field to lead off the game. Adams with the 1-2 pitch. This one hit on the left side. Shortstop going to a knee to knock it down. Daly, the long throw, got him with the big-time putout by Brady Daly. Pretty play, diving to the knee to backhand it, gets up, throws him out on by a step and a half.
And that's big. You get Reagan out right there. I mean, he's got speed down the line. It's a good play, and you get a quality player off the base pass.
No doubt about it, and I don't know if I've seen a better play in the field so far this season, guys. You know, Brady Daly's kind of done it all so far for the Dogs.
This one hit on the right side. Second baseman Kasselkowski will knock it down. Witt will throw from his knees but doesn't get there in time. Boy, great effort by Kasselkowski, just laying out to knock it down. Got to it, but good speed there by Jaden Daniels. We'll get him on base with an infield hit.
Excellent effort there by Witt. Thought he had it there for a minute.
Yeah, I thought they were going to make back-to-back picture-perfect infield plays. The runner goes. Reese Adams has the throw cut off. That's going to be a stolen base for Jaden Daniels.
You know, and that's not something we've had to see a lot from this Clay County infield, Doug, but they're talented out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent on this team.
Reels looks at ball two to take count 2-0.
I think me second baseman can get to that ball, much less stop it.
No.
You know.
No, it was almost directly behind second base when he knocked it down. Maybe a step to the first base side. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one. You talked about that extended strike zone that Eli Reagan got. Adams got it right there.
Yeah, and he needs to remember that.
2-1 pitch. This one hit in the air into the net for strike two on the foul ball to even the count at 2-2. One away here in the top of the fifth. Clay County leading by 3-7-4 here at Clay County High School in Salina. These two teams had an epic clash last night. Clay County winning 16-15 on a double play in the bottom of the seventh inning. This game here may not have that kind of drama, but it's been a fun game to watch.
Another classic battle between these two schools. You know, we talked about during basketball season, it's a small town single A basketball at its best. Well, I don't know if this is not small town single A baseball at its best, Doug.
Pretty good baseball tonight, and it's that same rivalry that carried into this. Both, this means a lot to these two teams when they play each other.
Full count now to Reels. 3-2 pitch, missed high for ball four. Put runners at first and second with one away. You hear somebody down there behind home plate saying that's been a strike all night, and it kind of has.
Yeah, tough one there for Nolan Adams, but He'll come back from it.
They try to pick off the runner at second again, but this time Kazlikowski not close enough to make the tag. But to avoid the balk, does he have to make that throw there?
No, because he stepped off. Okay. As long as you break that contact, you don't to second. And you can fake a throw to second. You just can't fake it to first or third.
Yep. He's just making sure.
Foul ball into the net for strike one.
Most people have to pay big bucks for these official analysts, you know.
Exactly.
We've got our own resident one over here.
Hey, you pay me well. Them nerds are pretty good.
It's been grounded to the right, to the left side. That gets through for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Left fielder comes up with it, not in time to make a throw at home, and that's an infield hit or a single for Elijah Taylor in an RBI as Jaden Daniels will come in to score from second.
Yeah, good job by Pickett County. You know, just one out in the inning so far, and they're drawing it back closer, Doug.
Yeah, they're going to battle. You know, we've seen it over and over. They're going to stay in there. They're not going to quit.
Jonah Johnson, the batter now for the Bobcats. That one misses away. Again, Reese Adams. Thomas, you talked about him, what he's been able to do behind the plate, just keeping anything from getting away, and he hasn't let much through, and there's been some in the dirt that he's had to block, and he's done a great job with that.
Yeah, just super athlete back there, Doug. We've seen him. He's one of the best linebackers, not just around, but in the state, in my opinion, playing in the inside middle linebacker. And you got to have that side-to-side movement, just like you do at catcher, don't you, Doug?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's athletes show up good, but that's similar action in football and baseball to get what he's doing there.
Check, swing, strike, call there on Jonah Johnson. This one hit and the foul ground on a foul ball for strike two to take the count 1-2. Be a big out here if he can finish this one off. With runners at first and second, the tying run at first for Pickett County now. Nolan Adams has went the entire way. 1-2 pitch. Got him looking for call strike three. That curveball coming in there at the right time. Strikeout number one in the inning. Strikeout number eight in the game. And two away here in the top of the fifth for Pickett County.
Yeah, and you see Nolan Adams battling back, Doug. You know, the last couple innings, he's heard a few dings. In other words, getting the bat on the ball after he started, with six or seven straight strikeouts early in this one.
Six.
And, you know, kind of zoning back in.
That's what you want to see late in the game, to stay focused, keep doing what you've been doing. He's locked back in again, looks like.
Gavin Daniels, the batter, he looks at strike one to begin his plate appearance here, and it's 0-1 to Daniels. 0-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Sun going down. The temperature dropping a little bit as well. Still great night for baseball, though. Probably still in the 50s here this evening. No breeze as it's the flag just standing there on the pole without any breeze moving it at all. Swing and a miss on a big cut by Reagan. Rather by Daniels for strike two.
And after it blew hard all day long, I was kind of worried about that when I got here this afternoon, but it kind of calmed down at the right time.
Takes a quick look out the runner at second base. He's not too worried about him right now. They come to the plate. The runner goes. It gets away, and he'll be in there safely on ball two to Gavin Daniels. So it's 2-2. Both runners will move up as Reels will go down to third base. Taylor will go down to second base. So the tying run in scoring position right now for Gavin Daniels.
This is where Adams just got to bear down here, get this final out. Don't worry about anything else with Daniels.
2-2 pitch. Hit into the gap in right center field. That's going to be trouble. That's down for a base hit. One run will score. Adams comes up with it. The throw home is not in time. The tying run will come in to score. That'll allow the runner to move down to second base. So a two RBI single by Gavin Daniels will tie the game at 7 here in the top of the fifth.
Well, we knew what last night was, Doug, but I think we're seeing it times two here tonight. A replay, a 16-15 ball game last night, and a back and forth battle here in front of us between Clay County and Pickett County.
This one hit hard on the right side, but foul and out of play by Joey Elder for Pickett County. It's 0-1 to the designated hitter. And both teams just seem to have an answer, don't they? One scores three runs, the other will come back to score three runs. It's just they're pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, they are. And, of course, again, this is for outright second place in District 7A, the last league game for both teams. They're going to play each other in the first round, no matter. One's going to finish second, one's going to finish third. But they don't care. It still matters to them, doesn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah, this means a lot.
This is inside for ball one to Elder to even the count at 1-1.
You don't remember what you're playing when it's Peak County, Clay County, it means something. First shoot marbles, it means something. So it's a big one.
1-1 pitch. This one fouled off into the wall here at Clay County High School, and it's 1-2 to Joey Elder.
We talked about Nolan Adams' pitch count, which has got to be getting up there right now. But, after last night, that long game, as we'll talk about it when he comes to the plate here.
Swing and a miss for strike three to end the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning, 9 in the game for Nolan Adams. But Pickett County scores three. We're through 4.5. We're all tied up at 7 here in Salina.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball. It's knotted at 7, heading into the bottom of the fifth between Clay County and Pickett County. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports, down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, Tennessee. Folks, go see them if you can. Before the break, what I was talking about, you have to think Coach Brown's probably going to go the distance here with Nolan Adams, if he can, Doug, after Whit Kaslikowski and Brady Daly shared time on the mound up in Birdstown last night, and they've got to have a day's rest.
Yeah. You thought that with Reagan, but what we're talking here, Reagan can actually come back. So then,
okay.
He's pushing that pitch count a little. So, things still in here. He could always come back. He stayed in the field. Stayed in the lineup.
Gotcha. And then Nolan Adams, I guess, could do the same thing if they were to bring in Cale Trowbaugh, who we saw pitch pretty well against Westmoreland. And that's really Coach Brown's only other option at this point, as, again, Kaslikowski and Daly cannot pitch here tonight.
Yeah. He threw Nate a little, but Nate ain't through this year. But I would look probably for Cale if you had to go somewhere, just because Nate hadn't pitched much yet this year.
Right. Good game going. Tied at 7-7, Pickett County, 3 hits and 3 runs there in the top of the fifth, guys, to knot it back up. And we've talked about it all night long. This one's been back and forth. Couldn't ask for much more.
I'm letting you all talk because I'm trying to figure out where everybody's went. Everybody's moved everywhere. So we're just trying to figure out who is where right now. So,
well, I told Coach Brown that you do all the heavy lifting when it comes to that, Craig. And Doug and I, we just kind of throw something out there every once in a while.
Well, I think I've got it. The pitcher is Colson West. He moves from the catcher spot out to pitch. The catcher is now going to be, there he is, Jonah Johnson. He moved from third base to catch. Rex Reagan moved to second, from second base to third base. Eli Reagan moved from pitcher to second base. The shortstop stayed the same. Aiden Reels is still at shortstop, and Gavin Daniels is now the first baseman. Is that one to Reese Adams to lead off this bottom of the fifth inning. He's going to be outside for ball one to Reese Adams, so it's 1-0 to begin this inning for the first batter that West will face. Oh, hit him. Second time tonight he's been hit by a pitch, and the leadoff batter on for Clay County.
One thing about Red, he's not getting out of the way.
No.
He's going to get on base. If you throw one in there, he's going to first.
And we've seen it on two broadcasts three times now. Yeah.
Aiden Keene, the batter now for Clay County. He got a single to lead off the fourth inning that got that rally started by Clay County. Let's see if he can keep this one going.
Yeah, he hit a rocket on that one.
Squares to bunt. West takes a quick look over to first base. Short lead by Reese Adams. He's going. That one's taken for ball one. They'll throw down to second, but Adams going to stand up with the stolen base.
We talked about Reese Adams being a linebacker and the athlete he is. But he can fly, too.
There's a lot of speed on the base when he gets on there, too.
Pitch was a strike to Keene, so it's 0-1. This one hit back up the middle. Adams will take third. The hop to the shortstop, throw to first base in time as Aiden Reels, another good put out there to shortstop, but a sacrifice by Aiden Keene will move Adams down to third base with the go-ahead run at third now.
That's good, bad McKean. He advanced that runner two bases, you know, but being patient lately and still at base, then he sacrifices him over. That's pretty nice.
Whit Kazlikowski, the batter now for Clay County. He had a hard hit his last at bat for the Bulldogs. One here can give them the lead again. Curveball fouled in the net for strike one.
Yeah, this is a group, like you said, that got that rally started. Kazlikowski was part of that back-to-back-to-back single that happened during that inning. And, you know, getting good production from the, I guess, the middle of the lineup here, Craig.
That's the 6-7-8 batters right now.
Okay.
Actually, the 5-6-7 that have batted in this inning. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Well, anytime that middle to bottom is doing well in the order, you're going to be pretty successful right there.
1-1 pitch. This one hit off the hands and hit him. Kazlikowski spins down. That got in on him. It will go off his foot, I think, in the batter's box.
Yeah, that's got a smart right there, Doug. You could tell he kind of went to the ground first and then jumped up when he felt the pain.
Hit him twice. Hit him on the hands, then on the foot. So that's one of those where you don't know where to rub. It's 1-2 to Kazlikowski. 1-2 pitch. That's low for ball two to even the count at 2-2. Curveball stays high for ball three to take the count full with one out and the go-ahead run at third base here in the bottom of the fifth.
Great job by Witt being patient here and getting it to a full count.
3-2 pitch. That's high for ball four. So runners at the corners now for Cale Trowball.
That's a good bat by Witt right there. You know, he was down in that count and he worked it back and worked a walk.
Trowball, you talked about him in this eight spot being the second leading hitter. When you could have that production, then like Doug said, good things are going to happen. He's got a chance to make something good happen right here. Deep fly ball would even score Adams. Adams bluffs, swing and a miss for strike one, taking the count to 0-1.
And Trowball with a knock the last time up too, I think.
Yep. He got a single with an RBI. 0-1 pitch. This one hit well to center field. That's down. Adams will come in to score. Kazlikowski will stop at second. This is a good piece of hitting going right back up the middle for the go-ahead RBI for Cale Trowball.
Yeah, makes it 8-7 in favor of Clay County. Breaking the tie here in the bottom of the fifth inning and comes from the young sophomore, Cale Trowball. We saw him on the mound the last time we broadcast, Doug, and we've seen him hit the ball well here tonight.
And I tell you something that I like right there. He kept with it first. That left a lot of gaps right there. You know, a lot of them going to move up with that runner and take that base, but he didn't, and that left all that middle open. He drove it right in there.
That one misses for ball one. Coach Brown's made some good decisions tonight, hasn't he?
He really has on several things.
This one hit down the right side, down the plate for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
You know, second-year head coach, we talked about it. You know, he's coming in here, but I tell you one thing about Devin Brown. He's going to give it his all at whatever he does, Doug, and he's going to become a student of the game and learn his craft. There's no doubt about that.
This one hit down the third baseline, foul and out of play. Take the count 1-2.
What I like about his team, they play for him.
That's
you know,
right.
A lot of times coaches don't have that connect for a little while. It takes them a little while as a young coach. But, you know, last year may have had that a little bit where they didn't connect real well. They're connecting well this year. So he's advanced pretty well as a coach and with his team. Usually I say that takes 4 or 5 years, and he's got it in his second year.
They'll throw it over to second base.
He's correct. It was.
Yeah,
didn't call it, but it was.
Can you appeal it?
No.
It's the home plate umpire's
home
call.
Home plate should have had that one.
Now, Coach Brown is going to come and at least make him give him an answer again.
Yeah.
And
but
good job by him.
But what made that a ball? He never broke contact. You know,
right.
To do that, you got to break. You got to break contact,
right?
And you got nothing. He never broke contact.
I think that's what Coach Brown is saying.
Again, we talked about it last time. I'd at least make him answer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
May not get it overturned, but good job by Coach Brown.
And you got to make him think about it.
Yeah.
It's 1-2 to Cherry. Takes a look out at second base again. The 1-2 pitch. That strike three got him looking for out number two. First strike out of the game for Colson West. Two away now in the bottom of the fifth, but back to the top of the order now for Nate Adams with a chance to do some damage for Clay County.
Yeah, one-run game here. It'd be nice to get a couple more with runners on base and not strand them.
West, his first complete end of work. Right. Adams hits this one to left field. Left fielder coming in will make the catch on a running catch by the left fielder, Brady Evans, on the line out by Nate Adams. Hit it right at him, and he makes the catch for out number three. But Clay County gets the go-ahead run. We're through five complete. Clay County 8, Pinckney County 7.
For you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car, we're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. It's a one-run game again. Clay County leads Pinckney County 8-7, headed into the top of the sixth inning, and what a game it's been, Craig.
It's been a good one, just back and forth, and that's what you want from a baseball game. A lot of things happening offensively and defensively for both sides, and I go back, I don't know that I've ever seen a pickoff play on a strikeout with the catcher going two-thirds of the way down the line, throwing behind a player at third base to get the out. I'm still impressed with just the thought process of Reese Adams going through that play.
And there's been several plays like that. We saw the throw out by Nolan Adams to get out of a jam. on second base and others. And again, I think you got to go back and credit Coach Brown for a lot of that. He's got his guys ready for those situations, Doug.
Yeah, because those are, you know, you talk it and you maybe work on it a little bit, but that's just instincts a lot of times.
Yeah,
Reese makes that play. He's watching home plate the whole time. Once he sees it covered, then he makes a play.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Pitch misses for ball one. West hits this one high in the air, but over the press box and out of play for strike one, actually on top of the press box to take the count 1-1. There haven't been many hit the box that we've done. That sounds a little like thunder, wasn't it?
It does. Of course, metal roof on here. You talked about the metal roofs on the dugouts. Rattles a little bit.
West hits that one off the dirt. Back to the pitcher, Adams. Adams gets to it, throws to first. Route number one, good play by Nolan Adams. The stretch over there at first base by Colton Brown to help him out, and Colson West goes 1-3 for route number one.
Now that's kind of a tough little play. That little slow roller back going away from him. Good play by Nolan to make that play.
Yeah, and that grass kind of stopped it there, and he just stayed calm and in control, didn't rush, and made a nice throw for the out.
Rex Reagan looks at ball one to begin his at-bat.
No, we're getting deep in the game here. We've still got a good crowd watching. But if you haven't yet, share this broadcast for us to let people know we're on the air with Clay County and Pekin County. If you do so, comment that you shared the broadcast and let us know who you're cheering for, Bulldogs or Bobcats, and have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Swing and a miss for strike two. Back-to-back pitches for strikes by Nolan Adams, who's went the entire way for Clay County, and it's 1-2 to Rex Reagan.
Announced it earlier, our winner tonight from last broadcast was, I've already forgot who it was, I think Miss Poindexter, Frida Poindexter, I think is who I said. I'll go back and look it up to make sure and let you know.
Pitch misses inside for ball two to take the count 2-2.
Yes, Miss Frida Poindexter, who shared the Westmoreland broadcast.
2-2 pitch. Oh, just misses inside for ball three. Maybe a little high to take the count full now with Eli Reagan on deck. Seems like every time that we talk about something, it's his turn to bat in a little bit. Three-two pitch. Got him looking for call strike three. Fastball right down the pike that time to get a big second out of the Rex Reagan strikeout.
Yeah, I think Adams closing in on that double-digit strikeout here for the contest. Had about six in a row early on in this one, and he's really dialing back in, and he needs two again here against the senior Eli Reagan.
I've got him with 11 as that one misses away for ball one.
Yeah, that's what he's got on our game changer, 11 strikeouts.
So if you're just joining us, Eli Reagan going yard, leadoff batter of this ball game.
Yep.
To make it 1-0 in favor of the Bobcats, and then Clay County battle back, and it's been a seesaw battle ever since.
1-0 pitch from Adams. That's right, the knees for – no, he said low for ball two. 2-0 to Eli Reagan. One he hit out up around the numbers, so he's not going to get anything high to hit again if Adams can keep from it. 2-0 pitch. This one grounded foul down the left side for strike one.
Really good pitch right there from Nolan that time, Doug.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one. If he gets any kind of contact, he's going to be good contact, and you've seen with that foul off. That's a really good pitch.
Top of the sixth inning, Clay County leading 8-7. 2-1 pitch. This one hit on the right side. Keene coming in will play it on a hop, and that's the second hit of the day for Eli Reagan. And they've got a base runner with two outs here at the top of the sixth.
You said it, Doug. If he's going to get a hit, he's going to do it with a tough pitch, and he did it there. Credit Eli Reagan. We talked about him coming into this one. Just a great athlete up there in Birdstown and all sports.
Oh, it is. Any sports you see him play, he's going to be good at it. And the good thing is you have it at the plate with nobody on.
Right.
You know, that's a plus right there.
Jaden Daniels, the batter, hits this one high in the air. Is there a play for Brown in foul territory? Trying to work around the first base coach, and couldn't do so, and it's going to be a strike on a foul ball. And you look at that, Doug, and you're the official. The coach did what he needed to do. He didn't move.
Didn't move.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because he didn't. He was a statue.
Yeah. And that's you know, he's got a spot that he is. Normally you got a box marked in high school ball. They don't do it. So he did not move. So he, you know, didn't do anything. Kind of like the batter. You know, if he stays in that box, he pretty much can't interfere on a throw. So
kind of part of the game, almost like an official. That's a strike to Jaden Daniels.
Well, he did better than me because I think I'd been running.
I'd have been going to defense. Yeah, there's no way. And I'd have probably ran right into Colton Brown.
Right.
Would have caused some conversation then. 1-1 on that ball inside.
Two outs here for Clay County. Just got to get in the dugout.
Adams. Swing and a miss for strike two. Throw down to second base. Did he get him? No. It's a little bit high throw by Reese Adams. If that's down about a foot, that's an out, but it's 1-2 now to Jaden Daniels. And Eli Reagan's at second base with a stolen base.
Reese Adams, you know, he's been very accurate also back there, you know, and not just stand up and throw him either, Doug. He's been moving to either side, and he's putting on the money.
Yeah, every throw down to second's been on the money, and he's had to work a way to get it, or so it ain't been an easy pickup before he makes that throw.
That's not an easy one to get, though. I'd say Eli Reagan's probably got a pretty high percentage of stolen bases.
I'd say you're exactly right.
Your leadoff man usually is your best one at that. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Big strike out there for Nolan Adams. He's got a baker's dozen. And we are through 5.5. It is Clay County 8, Pickett County 7.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Need to make a large one-time purchase? Consolidate high interest debt or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, boats, mowers, utility vehicles, outboard motors, fishing store, boating store, all of the above. One-stop shop for all things boating and more. Below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, Clay County, Pickett County. It's a one-run ball game. Dogs lead the Bobcats 8-7, headed into the bottom of the sixth. Bulldogs looking to add a couple insurance runs here with Nolan Adams at the plate, Craig.
Heart of the order up for Clay County. Nolan Adams, Brady Daly, and Colton Brown to face West for the first time. And that one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one to Nolan Adams. That's the thing about it. These guys seen West for the first time. It's a complete different look from Reagan, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He's got a little...
Oh, one pitch. That's...
You talked about it in the break, Doug. You know, this Pickett County team's got a pretty good pitching staff. We didn't expect to see West. Of course, we didn't really know, but we knew they'd pitched three out last night.
Oh, 2 pitch. That's low for ball one as Nolan Adams looks it in the glove of Jonah Johnson, the new catcher for Pickett County.
It's kind of like playing both ways in football at the single A level. You know, you got pitchers that can play other positions. This is going to be a close one.
Eli Reagan digs it out, but can't get the speedy Nolan Adams, as he kind of had trouble getting it out of the glove, I think. And it's going to be an infield hit for Nolan Adams.
And there's another one of those plays at second, Reagan getting to that, you know. That's just getting to that, and he almost made that play on as quick as you're going to see.
Yeah, I mean, he can do it all.
Yeah,
he doesn't matter what it is. Like you said, I'd hate to see him in a game of roly-ho.
I tell you, do that well.
Runner goes. Adams will try to take second base, throw down not in time, as Adams will steal second and put an insurance run in scoring position. The pitch a ball to Brady Daly, and it's 1-0.
And that's big again. And, again, what we talked about earlier, you got the guy at the place you wanted to play.
Yeah, and Daly has produced all night long and needs to do it again.
West facing Daly for the first time. He'll come to the plate. Curveball catches the inside part of the plate for call strike one to even the count at 1-1.
You talk about it there. I mean, first time he's seen that pitch from West, that's one Daly might take for a ride.
Yeah.
Adams bluffs. That one misses away for ball two.
You know, that's one thing about Brady's at bat. He sees the ball pretty well. When he takes a pitch, he's got something going in his mind right there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's figuring that out.
2-1 pitch as Adams again bluffs. Swinging strike there for strike two.
Well, you're
talking to take
about
a count 2-2.
Brady Daly, of course, Lady Bulldogs softball coach, Homer Daly's son. So I'd say he's got a little coaching around the clock, too, not just from Coach Brown.
Yeah, I'd say he's got plenty of advice when he goes home.
Throw over to second base and back safely is Nolan Adams. Just trying to keep him a little bit honest there. As Nolan, that's another thing. Daly's kind of got a luxury sometimes of Adams being out there, and that distracts the pitcher a whole lot.
It does.
Takes a look at second base again. Adams goes. 2-2 pitch misses for ball three. The throw down to third. A perfect throw, but not in time, as it'll be a stolen base for Adams. The count goes full at 3-2, but give Jonah Johnson some credit. He put the ball right on the inside part of the bag. If he's got it just a few seconds earlier, half a second earlier, that's an out.
And you go back to the Daly family, you know, his sister is a freshman starting at third base on the softball team, so pretty good little competition probably going with those two.
3-2 pitch, high for ball four to put runners at the corners with nobody out for the Bulldogs.
Hey, just a good at bat by Brady right there. Just worked that count to his favor, and they never gave him nothing to hit, and he worked that walk. Good at bat.
Yeah, and that coaching around the clock wasn't a knock on Homer Daly or the Daly family whatsoever. I'm just saying, I'm sure that's where Brady's gotten all of his baseball / softball knowledge.
Well, like I said, you come watch the brother-sister play.
That's right. Just two great players.
They're getting taught well to play that like they do. So,
Coach Daly, a good athlete when he played here at Clay County at Salina at the time.
We got to play a couple of years for the Bulldog baseball alongside each other.
Well, like I said, we mentioned Brady. He started as a freshman. He's got a sister starting on one of the top softball teams in the area at third base. You know, not an easy position. Brady's playing short tonight. He's played a lot of different positions. You know, Brady played third. He pitches. You know, that's just good athletes.
Pitch runner coming in to run for Brady Daly, and that is going to be Hayden Adams, the new runner for Clay County. Trying to get a little speed on the base paths right now.
Let's kind of see what Coach Brown does right here. The time before he left that there to leave some of those gaps. You know, Brown a good hitter. But I think he's going to go to second, get two in scoring position because, like, they got a good hitter to play.
And Brown's taking advantage of that. About everything he's hit's been right back up the middle.
Facing West for the first time. That's a little adjustment for the hitters as well. They've gotten dialed in on Reagan. The runner goes. Brown taking all the way. They'll throw down to third. Adams will dive back safely. So runners at second and third now for Colton Brown, but the count 0-1 after the taken strike. Brown stepping back in. Oh, one pitch. This one hit in the gap in right center field. That is deep. That is at the base of the fence. Brown rounding first. He's got a double. Let's see if he'll try to stretch it into a triple. No, he'll stop at second base. Two runs will score as Clay County will take a three-run lead at 10-7 on the double by Colton Brown, the two RBI double by Colton Brown.
It may sound bad, but he may hit that a little too well. If that's, you know, short, you know, a little bit shorter and then he scoots, he may be at third on that because, I mean, that one hopped the fence, so they got it too real quick.
Is there anybody around? I know we can't watch every game that's hotter than Colton Brown in the batter's box right now.
And it goes back to situations. All night long, we've had the right guy to play when you had to have something.
Reese Adams, round ball to third, gets through. Reagan couldn't handle it there, and it's going to be an infield hit for Adams on the hard hit ball as Rex Reagan moving over there to the hot corner. And that a hot shot by Reese Adams. It'll be runners at the corners again for Clay County.
And again, another hot batter coming to the plate. You know, that bottom, middle, bottom has been hitting very well for Clay County.
Aiden Keene, the batter now for the Bulldogs. Coach Jamie Craven's going to go out and talk to West. I will tell a quick story. You know, kids will humble you sometimes. I was over there getting the starting lineups from Coach Craven's. He's an old Livingston Academy guy, played at Livingston Academy. And I was walking out, and one of the younger kids standing there, I called his games when he played. You know that? Well, that was a long time ago. I said, yes, it was, son. And he just laughed and went on. I don't know if he meant it, how he meant it, but it was a long time ago. But Coach Craven's team a little bind right now at 10-7. With two runs in, runners at the corners, and nobody out here in this sixth inning.
Yeah, and he's not just talking about you, Craig. I played with Coach Cravens.
There you go.
It's been a long time since then.
We've all been around a while, hasn't it?
We have.
Going to stay with West here. It's his second visit to the mound, which brings a question that I don't know the answer to. As a high school coach or manager, how many times can you go to the mound during a game?
You can go once per inning without penalty. If you go two times an inning, they have to come out.
Runner goes. This pop up in the infield. Reagan will come in and make the catch from third. The runner has to hustle back to first. Did he get there?
No, he doubled him up.
He doubled him up. A double play on a heads-up play by Rex Reagan. It's a little too much lead that time over at first base, and it'll be a double play for Pickett County to help get them out of this inning.
Well, I think Reese is actually going on the pitch, and he was locked up. It kind of hung him up, but because he looked like he was trying to steal that from the get-go.
Yeah, a little hit-and-run action, I think, from Coach Brown. And Reese Adams still made it close, guys. Digging
not
back
a bad.
First
you had
base.
A hot bat up there. It ain't a bad call right there.
Yeah, you know, you go up three runs here, trying to put them away, Doug, in the bottom of the sixth inning.
This one hit by Kaslikowski right back to the pitcher. West, good job fielding that one. We'll throw over to first base to get the out. Goes 1-3, so the little meeting by Coach Cravens does what he wants it to do. He gets back-to-back outs, a double play, and then an out to get the three outs, and we're through six and a half. We're through six. We move to the top of the seventh. Pickett County needs three runs to extend it. Clay County needs three outs as Clay County leads 10-7.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. We're headed into the top of the seventh inning. Clay County leads Pickett County 10-7. And here's your dog recap brought to you by Westmoreland Management. It was a 7-4 ball game headed into the top of the fifth when Pickett County tied it with three runs. Clay County answered with another in the bottom of the fifth to make it 8-7, and they just added two more as Colton Brown hit a two RBI double to take it to 10-7 here headed into the top of the seventh inning. This is the Dog Recap. It's been brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics and offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Appreciate Westmoreland Management, Baxter Flooring, and CrossFit DHL for being our recap sponsors throughout this baseball season and softball season, and all of our sponsors, Craig. They make it all happen.
Without them, it wouldn't be possible. They do a great job supporting everything here in Clay County, and we're so appreciative of their help with the Dale Hollow Horizon Sports Network as Aiden Reels will lead off, and he'll look at strike one. We said at the end of the sixth, three outs away from the win are the Clay County Bulldogs, and they've got a little cushion with the three-run lead at 10-7. 0-1 pitch from Adams. This hit the center field. Nate Adams took a couple of steps in. Now going back, that's over his head and down for a base hit to lead off this inning. And it'll be a leadoff double for Aiden Reels, who hit that one a long way to the deepest part of the park, and a leadoff double for Pickett County.
Yeah, I know. As hot as that one was, I'm not sure if Adams would have made the play or not. Yeah. He did misjudge it, though.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, Doug. But that one seemed like it just gained speed.
Yeah, it looked like it was kind of dropped and it just kind of tailed and went on up. That would have been a tough one either way. If he read it good, I'm like you. I don't know if he could have still got it.
Elijah Taylor, the batter now for Pickett County. That one misses inside for ball one to take the count 1-0.
And Nolan Adams came in last night to close out that victory up in Birdstown. Basically same situation here. He just pitched the entire way. That's the only thing different, Doug.
Yeah, he's...
That one misses away, gets away from Adams. That'll let Reels move down to third base on the play. It's ball two to Elijah Taylor. Pitch count becoming a factor now for Nolan Adams. I've got him with 13 left.
Yeah, I may have missed it. You guys talked about that, Doug. It's 120.
120.
Is all Nolan Adams can, or any other pitcher in high school baseball can pitch in a contest.
Yeah, he can go over the 120 if he's pitching to a batter. When he hits 120, he can finish that batter.
That's a walk given up there to Elijah Taylor. That's something he hasn't done much tonight. Is that his first walk? That's a second walk. Rex
second
Reagan,
third, maybe.
Rex, it is the third. Rex Reagan walked in the third inning. Aiden Reels in the fifth inning, and now a walk here. We'll put runners at the corners, and pitching coach for Clay County going to come out and talk to him a little bit.
Yeah, somebody we haven't talked about, Doug. Reagan is his last name, and you have to tell me his first.
Ethan.
Ethan Reagan. I think he's kind of like you, Craig. Old hog guy.
He would hit you on the football field, let me tell you. Ethan would light you up, but he was a good baseball player, too. But I remember some hits he got as a linebacker that were just big time, big time.
Coach Brown brought him in to work with these Clay County pitchers this season, Doug, and he's done a really good job, and it's showing.
Yeah, it's always nice to add quality people to your coaching staff, knows the game and all that, and Ethan's one of those guys. I hate to brag on him, but I see him a lot. He's, you know, married to the neighbor's people, so, you know, but I got to brag on Ethan. He's a good one.
Jonah Johnson steps in. Runner goes. Check swing. He went. They'll throw down to second base. Cut off there by Kazlikowski. So the third base runner can't go anywhere. But it's a stolen base for Elijah Taylor. And it is strike one to Jonah Johnson. So runners at second and third. Now for the Bobcats.
And Nolan Adams in a little bit of a jam here. You know, gave up the double right off the top here, the seventh, and then the walk, Craig. So time to kind of buckle down.
Yeah, that one misses away for ball one to even the count at 1-1. 1-1 pitch. That one's top part of the strike zone for call. Strike two to take the count 1-2. Still nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Tying run at the plate for Pickett County. One, two pitch. Just low for ball two.
Yeah, pitch count winding down here in a jam, two on, top of the seventh, trying to close this one out. Would you want anybody else besides Nolan Adams in this situation, Doug?
He's my guy. I want him when the game's on the line for sure.
That one misses to take the count full to Jonah Johnson. Runner can't advance. It took a pretty good hop back to Reese Adams there behind the plate.
You know, the weight of the world on you out there on the rubber. And but he, like you said, he's been in this type of situations before.
And that's a walk to load the bases with nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. And I think they're going to make a pitching change right here as Coach Devram Brown coming out to talk to Adams. He'll take the ball, and they will have a pitching change. New pitcher coming up for Clay County.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Clay County leads Piggy County 10-7, but the Bobcats have the bases loaded, so the tying run is at first base here. And we got a pitching change. We're going to see the sophomore, Cale Trowball. Doug, we saw him against Westmoreland. We know he can throw strikes and commands the mound really well for a young player, I think.
And that's what you want right now. Come in. Do what you do. You know, got to throw strikes, got to be around the plate, and then got to make plays behind you. And that's what you want out of the count. He usually does that. So you got to feel pretty confident in him coming out there that he's going to give you what you need.
And Coach Brown making the change because Nolan Adams maybe didn't have enough pitches to get another at-bat or a batter. It was down to 4 or 5, I think, Craig. And so Coach Brown going with a young Trowball.
Yeah, and it's a completely different type of pitcher you're going to see now with Trowball. He's more of a let-you-put-it-in-play type guy, and that's what, as long as his defense backs him up and he can get them to hit them where they're at, then you'll be all right. Trowball, I think, is a pretty good option here for Coach Brown. He'll face for his first at-bat, Gavin Daniels, the first batter he'll face. Swinging strike, foul ball actually there at the plate for strike one.
The only thing I'd do different here, I'd have him winding up, not stretching. You know, they're more comfortable from your wind-up, bases loaded. I'd be in a wind-up right here instead of a stretch.
Trowball gets a sign from Reese Adams, staying behind the plate, the 0-1 pitch. Curveball catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two.
We saw Trowball, you know, pitch quite a bit against Westmoreland with runners on. So he may be more comfortable in that stretch.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And that's what you do right here, too. You know, I'm going with my preference, but what's he comfortable with?
Yeah.
0-2 pitch from Cale Trowball. Ground ball to short. Nolan Adams tried to take the play at home. They run into each other there. He'll get the force at third. That's got to be some kind of interference here. The home plate umpire is going to go out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doug, this is all you, buddy.
Well, interference, it should be, that runner shouldn't be able to advance because the play would have been to the plate. Let's see what they do right here. But know, he seemed to make a play at the plate.
Yeah, he was. He was charging it hard.
That interference interfered with that, so he should be bringing that runner back.
And you saw official Bowles out there make the out call on the interference.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is big right here.
Yeah.
You know, do you take the run off the board?
You should. It should.
That's what I thought.
Mean, it should go back.
Yes.
You should be still a bases loaded situation right here.
So who would be out? Which runner?
The one that interfered would be out.
Okay. And the one that came on to score would have to go back to third.
Go back. Yes.
Okay. And the batter goes to first.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically fielder's choice for him, I guess.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But no doubt Nolan Adams is going to try to make the play here at the plate to save the run.
Now they're going to explain it to Coach Brown. And you got exactly right. He is out.
No run. Yeah, and you hear the crowd saying the same thing here. The run needs to come off the board.
Yeah. Once that interference is made, that's a dead ball.
It's over.
Nothing can happen. That.
And they're still discussing it.
They're still talking about it.
And again, this is big. 10-7 ball game. Piggott County thinks they made it a two-run game here in the top of the seventh, but it should be 10-7, runner going back to third base, according to our resident official. But it is not going to be, Doug. And Coach Brown, not happy about it.
Well, the call,
that's Coach Graven. Sorry.
I think they may be putting him back.
Yeah, if they put him back, it is correct. Now, no matter what you call it, everyone's going to like this. But the call, once that interference play is made, everything stops at that point. Nothing else can happen. So you go back to the point before it happened. So
gotcha.
That'll bring that runner back. The out would be the interfere, and then your batter advances. So let's see what he does. They're not bringing him back.
They're not bringing him back.
Wow. And Coach Brown's in disbelief.
So they haven't put a run on the board.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
It just took them a while.
Yeah.
And that's all right.
Yeah.
If you get together, it's all right to ask.
And that's a great call. Like I said, no matter which one you made right there, the coach that goes against is not going to like it, but it is the correct call.
So
the sophomore Trowball getting an out there, Doug, saving a run.
That's a huge out right there. That one misses away for ball one to Joey Elder, so it's 1-0. So Gavin Daniels reaches on runner interference. He'll be on first base. Jonah Johnson will move down to second base. Aiden Reels still at third base, the one that thought he had scored and already went to the dugout. 1-0 pitch. This one hit foul down the left side. They even the count at 1-1. You know, these two teams have played over 5 hours of baseball in the last couple of nights. That's a lot of time on the field with each other.
I don't think either one of them is going to be fooled, you know, when they play each other. They know each other well, and you can see it in the two games we've had the last two nights.
Let's see what that's 31-17, 48 runs scored the last two games, and we're still not done. That one misses for ball two.
That's a nice job of Reese right there to get that blocked up. Now, we said it all night, but he's done an excellent job back there.
Is this that security blanket for these pitchers of Clay County? And just, I don't know, just Inspector Gadget back there reaching out to each side. Just impressive. And that's impressive.
Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two to even the count. At 2-2.
Little rumbling in the crowd, but that pitch has been there all night with all the pitchers. All four pitchers' pitch has got that pitch all night.
Yeah, he has been consistent with it. That's for sure.
Big pitch here with the 2-2 count to Elder. Curveball hit to the right side. Keene coming in. That's down for a hit. Keene might have a chance at first base. One run will come in to score. They'll hold the runner at third, and Clay County has cut it to two at 10-8 as Aiden Reels comes in to score from third base.
Hey, that's just a nice play by Keene right there because that had two runs rolled all over it. He gets that and gets it in, makes a good throw to the plate to keep that to just one run scoring.
Yeah, that was a big stop by him out there and a big hit by Elder for Pickett County, doing what you always talk about, Doug, putting it where you need to put it on depending on the pitch, and he took it the right way.
And that's what a lot of hitters don't do, young hitters. You know, they try to do something that they don't need to. Just where they throw it, hit it there.
Colson West, the batter, he'll take ball one. With Pickett County getting closer at 10-8, West asks for time and steps out. Base is still loaded for the Bobcats here in the top of the seventh inning. Slow for ball two.
The poise of the sophomore. We talked about him against Westmoreland, but coming in here with the bases loaded, you know, trying to win this game for your team, basically. Kel Trowball doing a good job.
2-0 count to West. Trowball to the plate. This one hit to third base. Third baseman will play it in foul ground. That's a foul ball. So it's 2-1 to Colson West. Daly moving over to the third base, fielded it, but he was.
That may have been a tough little break here, because I believe that's a double play if that's fair. Cause
yeah.
He's tipping, I mean, takes him right to the bag and
go to first.
Straight throw, yeah. So.
Yeah, that could have ended this one.
Yeah.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two on that little diving curve ball to even the count at 2-2.
You know, that curve, he's got a little sinker action.
Yeah,
he's got a little dive to it. Most of them's got that side break or end break. He's got a little dive to it.
Two pitch from Trowball. Misses low for ball three to take the count full.
You know, we talked about Trowball until that Westmoreland game, you know, hadn't pitched a whole lot, just 10 innings on the season on the mound, Doug, and coming in this spot.
And doing well. I mean, he's nice out there.
Payoff pitch from Trowball. Swing and a miss for strike three. No, he fouled it off. Just got a piece of it. And there was that sound, but that was a very faint sound. The Westmoreland umpire never would have heard that. I didn't hear just a tick with it. But
I don't know if I heard the bat. I heard it hit Reese's face.
Yeah.
I believe he went off the mask, that one
yeah.
did.
West staying alive a couple of times now. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. No doubt about that one. Strikeout number one. For Kale Trowball, I think I gave Nolan Adams 13 strikeouts. He actually ended with 12 on his night. That's still a good night. But that's two outs now, and Pickett County down to their final out in Rex Reagan.
Yeah, and this is what you want. You know, probably this is number nine hitter, right?
Yep.
You got Eli Reagan coming up next. This is the guy you got to get out. Good job by Reese Adams. They could have a rundown, but in this situation, I guess you don't make that throw.
No, that's just a good decision there. You know, if he's under the plate, make that play to play there and that, you just go back and get to the man.
Pitch was a ball to Reagan. Two-run lead for Clay County here at the top of the seventh, trying to close this one out. And sweep Pickett County for the season series. That one's just high for ball two. 2-0 to Reagan.
And with the sweep, lock in that runner-up finish in the Tri-Lakes Conference. That's what we call it in basketball. I think that's what it should be here too, Doug, but District 7A.
2-0 pitch. Curveball stays over the plate that time to take the count 2-1.
And again, like I said, a little rumble in the crowd, but that's been there all night, guys.
Yeah.
You know, both sides has got that all night.
And a good job by Trowball to recognize that and come back to it.
2-1 pitch. This one hit foul under the net for strike two. To even the count at 2-2, Bobcats down to their final strike now here in this rivalry matchup against Clay County. Trowball trying to come in relief and close this one out. He inherited the bases loaded with nobody out.
I like that little curveball he throws. He's been throwing that pretty good tonight.
2-2 pitch. There it is.
And there it was.
Foul tip.
Good job by the young Reagan to fight that one off.
Yeah. You know, most pitchers don't like to throw that in with that count. He's threw that very well in a tough count.
Still 2-2 to Rex Reagan. Eli Reagan on deck. Fastball here. Reagan will foul that one back into the net to stay alive.
Again, this is the out you want to get.
Yeah.
You got Eli Reagan on deck coming up here with the bases loaded, or maybe you know, if you don't get this out, there's probably another run score. It's going to be a one-run ball game. He already went yard tonight, got another hit. No doubt he's the best player on the Pickett County team.
You want this guy swinging.
So that's right.
You want to throw strikes.
2-2 pitch. This one hit on the right side. Keen coming in will settle under it, and Keen will make the catch, and Clay County wins it. Bulldogs win it by a final score of 10-8 on the fly out to right field to Aiden Keen for out number three. Your final score, Clay County 10, Pickett County 8. Post-game show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook.
Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome into the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County gets a big win tonight here over Pickett County by a score of, I already forgot the score, 10-8.
10-8.
Pickett County added one there in the top of the seventh inning. Just a great game between two really good single-A teams here tonight. Clay County improves to 7-10 on the season, 5-3 overall in the league. I'm sorry, 7-10 overall, 5-3 in the league. And they lock in the second-place finish here in District 7A. Pickett County falls to 7-8, 4-4 in the conference. We'll now do the dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Guys, we got a lot to talk about in this one. I don't know if it's as much as it was in that 16-15 win from last night, but it was pretty dang close. And you got Eli Reagan leading it off with a home run here against Clay County. And what a shot it was, Doug.
Oh, yeah. He is a no-doubter. When he hit it, you knew where he was going right off the bat.
And then, but Nolan Adams digging in after that. It's like it fired up the pitcher, Craig.
Yeah, he came back after that, struck out six in a row, and then recorded a seventh out before giving up a walk, and then coming back and getting a couple of more outs. So he retired eight or nine out of the next 10 he faced after that home run. That just kind of set the tone early for this Clay County team, as he just kind of come out and took control there on the mound.
And the bats got going in the first. Clay County went up 2-1. As Colton Brown kept his hot bat going from last night, a two RBI single to put Clay County up 2-1. And then it stayed that way through the bottom of the third when you saw Clay County add a couple of, or one more, as Nolan walked and then stole a base, and Daly had an RBI fielder's choice on an out to make it 3-1 in the bottom of the third. And in the top of the fourth, here came the Bobcats as they took a lead at 4-3 on five singles and scored three runs. And, you know, they kind of thought maybe they weren't in this one, Doug, but they got the bats going too.
Well, yeah, and all night long, when one team made a little run, the next one answered. So it's one of those all night. It was a tough game.
It was.
And then here come the Bulldogs, bottom of the fourth. They open the inning with back-to-back-to-back singles to tie the game at four, as Kel Drobaugh had an RBI single, knotted at four, and then they added several more. Went up 7-4 with five hits and four runs in the bottom of the fourth, Craig. And that's when they kind of took control.
Yeah, that was the big inning offensively for them. Five hits in the inning and just hitting it hard. You know, they were hitting it, just placing the ball, it seemed like. And sometimes that's what you want to do. Had one bounce over the fence. I didn't even see that. That's how bad my eyes have got, I guess, Doug, caught that. I didn't see it bounce out of the stadium. But that's just hitting it hard as well. And they hit it in the gap so many times, just between the outfielders. And that's just good hitting. When you're able to go with the pitch and put it where you want it and then make something happen, that's what they were able to do. They've done it a couple of nights now. They've done a good job with that.
And then Pickett County, the answer – in the top of the fifth inning, they did the same thing, knotted it at seven, went into the bottom of the fifth. Clay County added another one, went up 8-7, and then in the bottom of the sixth, added two more, Craig, to make it 10-7, headed into the top of the seventh. And, you know, just a great job by Clay County to keep coming, Doug.
Yeah, and it we talked about it all through the game. It seemed like every time Clay County was in a situation, the right person was at the plate. You know, they had their guys at the plate they wanted every time there was a situation, and they produced.
And then we get into that top of the seven, Pickett County with the backs against the wall, and they open that inning with an Aiden Reels double, put a runner on base, and then a wild pitch, got him all the way to third, and two straight walks from Nolan Adams. He's getting deep in his pitch count after pitching an excellent game. I think he threw a cool dozen strikeouts, only had four or five pitches left. Maybe the biggest decision of the contest, brought in the sophomore Kale Trowball.
Bases loaded. You talked about it on off air just a second ago. How big a situation that was for the young sophomore coming in and retires the last three.
Yeah, that's huge. He comes in, bases loaded, nobody out. The heart of the order, he's facing some of the people that's been hitting all night, been doing a good job, but he just comes out and does what he does. He doesn't throw hard. He's not going to overpower you, but he's going to place the ball, and he's going to put it where when you hit it, he gives his defense a chance to make plays, and they did that tonight. Got a little help with some runner interference that caused a little hesitation in the game, but Doug explained that very well, and it went clearly the way it should have went. And just Kel Trobaugh, that's a kid that will grow up from this tonight because he came out in a big moment and had a big moment for himself right there.
He really did. 10-8 win for Clay County, locked in the second spot in District 7A, and even more important, swept the Pickett County Bobcats in this rivalry contest. This dog wrap-up's been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermity Springs. Visit EcoPoundsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, we kind of went back and forth about it tonight. It's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game, and had a lot of guys that played really well. You talk about Colton Brown and the way he's been hitting the ball and came in here tonight and drove in some more RBIs. Really throughout the order, guys getting a bat on the ball. Brady Daly making big plays in the outfield at multiple infield at multiple positions, also having a big night at the plate. But you got to go with the young sophomore, Kale Trobaugh. You talked about it, Craig. Just a tough situation to put the young kid in. But that wasn't all he did tonight either. Before that, he played big. I think it was third base is where he was tonight. Made some good plays over there and also did really well at the plate.
Yeah, he did. And like I said, going into this game, he's pitched 10 innings.
Yeah.
And you bring a sophomore in, bases loaded, nobody out, and a game that means the world to everybody. And he showed no fear out there and an excellent job, just an excellent job.
And talk about his hitting, too. He was the one that had some hits at some crucial times, wasn't he, Craig?
Yeah, 2-for-3 on the day, 2 RBIs, scored a run. So he produced offensively as well, and he was part of those big rallies. You know, in the fourth inning, you talked about him scoring 4 runs. He was right in the middle of that. He was one of those RBIs, and he kind of was at the end of it when he scored one of the last 2 runs. Then that run in the fifth inning, how big was that run, plus the 2 they added in the sixth inning? You know, you look at that and you think, well, it's – maybe not going to be that close, but we'll figure, yeah, you always think it is. But those 3 they had in the fifth and the sixth, those were huge because they ended up winning it by 2, and he was a big part of that, and he was a big part of shutting them down there in the seventh inning. So he just had a great night. I mean, he just played well.
You know, I always think about these guys, and you think back to your playing days, Doug, and you put yourself kind of in that position. I don't know that I'd want to have been there. And Kel Trobaugh just acted like, hey, it's just a walk in the park. I don't even think he knew the bases were loaded.
Yeah, he went out there with confidence, that's for sure. And like I said, you couldn't tell if anything was bothering him. You just had no sound nerves. He just went out there and done his job. That's pretty nice for a sophomore.
And then, of course, we saw him pitch against Westmoreland, too. And the command he has out there on the mound for a young player like that is what impresses me, Craig.
And his team believes in him. That's a big part of it. They back this young player. That means a whole lot. When you've got people behind you that are playing well and they support you the way they do him and the way they do all their pitchers, that really helps out. And he comes through for them, especially tonight he did.
I'm sure they call it a save, maybe. I don't know how many runs you have to have, but I'm going to say that Kel Trobaugh came in and got the game-clinching save in the seventh inning, Doug. You have to tell me. Am I speaking wrong?
Well, he did because your winning run comes to the plate.
That's right.
So tying run, winning run comes to the plate, that's a save situation. So he got a save and a win, I guess.
He could have got both. And he also got a TDS top performer. Kale Trobaugh, who was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. What a game here tonight between Clay County and Pickett County. And we're going to have a few more to come. Our next broadcast will come next Wednesday as Trousdale County, a makeup game, here baseball game. They're coming to town, the Yellow Jackets, to face the Bulldogs on Wednesday, and then we'll follow that up on Thursday with a softball broadcast, and I've already forgot who that game is with.
Doug will probably help me out on that. But two broadcasts next week on back-to-back nights, Wednesday and Thursday, Craig.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really warm, I know, over the weekend. Maybe that will continue on into more baseball, softball-type weather, and they seem playing well. Clay County's baseball team locking up the two spot. Clay County softball team, they're close to locking up that two spot if they haven't already. So that's pretty good. You're putting yourself in a spot where you can move on without having to beat Gordonsville, and that's what they want to do, and that's where they're sitting where they want to be.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of baseball, round three comes in determines what we just think last two
rounds.
But softball is Westmoreland.
Westmoreland,
yeah.
Okay.
And that was a 4-3 game last night.
So we've got some really good games coming up here on the Horizon Sports Network with both of these teams. We'll start it off with baseball versus Trousdale County, and then softball versus Westmoreland next week. And guys, this has been a fun one here tonight. It's Pickett County, Clay County. That makes it good right off the bat. We saw two really good teams. Credit the Bobcats for giving Clay County really all they wanted.
Yeah, two offensive teams have put up, what, it ends up 18 tonight, 49 runs in two nights between these two.
Three runs separating them.
Yeah.
Doug, just another instant classic between these two communities.
Yeah. What do you expect? I mean, it's just what you expect when they get together. What do you expect?
Appreciate you being alone for the ride with us here this year.
Yeah, this is a good one. You know, better than this. You know, spring sports, well, any sports, but high school kids playing,
yeah,
it don't get better than that.
That's true.
And, Craig, you make us go here on the Horizon Sports Network. You're our spring sports guy.
It's hard to say.
It is.
But just have fun. I'm like Doug. You're out here. I mean, we talk about being around forever. You stay around forever because you have fun doing it. And hopefully people listening, watching, they have fun also. That's what we try to do. And, hey, we got more to come. It's going to be fun next week too, I believe.
No doubt about it. We thank you. Thank you, guys. We thank all of our watchers, our viewers, and our listeners. And we thank our sponsors, including Clay Power Sports, our presenting sponsor, and each and every one of you who make all this happen. For Doug Strong and Craig Kentrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.